I'm calling for Roxy. Call me back, 503-200-8095.
Why is somebody calling me for Roxy?
Call.
Hello, this message is for Roy. I'm actually calling about the Packer tickets there. If you could please...
Packer tickets? All right, I'm getting bored with this. I think I'm just going to quit.
Hey, Brad.
Well, listen, it's
Tombstone. I heard you were sick, so I'm telling you that I'm praying for a speedy recovery for you. And God bless.
You always sound so depressed. Yeah, I think I'm going to quit. This is boring. This is boring to hell.
Cactus. Hi, this is Trevlin. I just want to let you know I'm working on version 2 of the Redbox, ELA Redbox for the Android application right now. Too many people have been calling me saying that they have no idea how to use it and that sometimes it freezes. And I have a really good feeling that it's one of the shitty methods that comes with the Google SDK called Media Player that's making people's phones lock up. So I'm switching it to SoundPool. Cactus. Oh, anyways, I just want to let you know. And I'm going to email you some images, so please look at them and tell me whether or not they're good. Thanks, bye.
I remember that. I told him that they sucked. I hated them. Told him to take our name off of that travesty of a program. Actually, that was relevant.
I don't appreciate my call being forwarded to this number. I wanted to talk to you, Brad. I wanted to talk to you. But I guess I'm going to have to wait another hour till the phone show, which sucks. I just want to talk to you. That's all I want. I want to talk to you, Brad. Okay, well, I guess you're not going to talk to me. So I guess I'm just going to hang up now and stuff and call back during the phone show. You know, Tombstone always talks to me. And so does, well, Roxy sometimes does. But yeah. Never do. I'm hanging up now in anger. But I'll see you in an hour, and it's going to be awesome. We're going to talk forever and be BFFs. Okay, bye.
Hello, RVCP. It's me, HRLA. I was calling to let you know that I got some content for your show tonight. We should call phone numbers to people with funny names, such as Cunts, Cotfield, and Fag. Those were just some examples. Bye-bye.
That was weird.
Oh my god. What am I doing? I don't know. 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 I don't know. I don't know, you see. So I'm gonna call somebody else. P-O-A, cacti, cacti, E.
That was amazing.
Oh my god, Brad, it's Tombstone and Chris Ellerback. We're hacking you. I just got a Chris Ellerback dollar. I said his name. But yeah, we're gonna pay. We're gonna hack you. And you're gonna be like, oh my god, Tombstone and Chris Ellerback.
Yeah, that goes on for 3 minutes. I'm not gonna hear all that. Hopefully you guys can hear all these, because I don't know, a lot of them are really, really quiet. Okay, here, I'm going to do some more current ones. Before.
I totally need a reality TV show.
That sounded like HBB, but it was from the Washington area code, so what the hell?
Grab fucking Connor, tell Roxy to shut her fucking mouth.
I should save that as a sound clip and just play it on my show constantly. To get rid of Roxy.
Hi, Brad.
Oh, listen, it's Roxy.
Hi, everybody. It's Roxy. I just wanted to say hi. And I'm sorry if everyone misses me. If you want me to start doing my show again, Just send me $400 a week, P.O. Box 2065, McKinney, Texas, 75070. You can send all monetary donations, and if they reach $400 a week for a 6-month period, I will quit my job. Okay. I love you guys. Bye.
That was from last week, actually.
LOL. You've got your left index finger in your left nostril. L-O-L. Hello. Contrary to popular belief, I am not dead. It's weird. You disappear for 3 weeks and, like, people are already missing you. Writing epitaphs. Amazing.
Hey.
Hey, RB.
I'm playing messages on the air.
Oh, that's cool. I'll shut up then.
Oh, no, it's okay.
I got my new headset, so I'm just playing around.
Ah, you can talk over the messages. These are so boring. It's mostly Craigslist ads. I'm sorry.
I found a way to get to get higher priced items from Logitech.
Oh, and we're on the air. We're on the air, by the way.
Oh. Okay, so maybe I won't mention that.
Yeah. Everyone forget that you heard us talking about higher priced items from Logitech. Because we're certainly not trying to scam things. Sorry, I'm just like trying to clear out my voicemail box, and I thought it'd be fun to do it on the air.
Well, we were just talking about buying higher priced items.
Yeah, because we're rich and we want to buy lots of things.
We weren't talking about photoshopping receipts.
Hey, here's a message that looks real. So I'm going to play this.
Hey, Brad, it's Hugh. I was just wondering, will you do another PLA radio episode? I love PLA radio. It's what gives me the will to live. And I really want you to do another PLA radio episode. And it'd be awesome if you called me, because, like, you're my total idol. You, like, Dominic and Captain Crunch, like, inspire me beyond belief. And you're, like, one of the few people I go gay for, dude. And, like, totally love you, worship you. I little shrine in my bedroom. Not a creepy shrine, just shrine nonetheless. Emails, PATC.
That was half of the message. I turned it off. Hi, Katie. I mean,
I'm wanting to suck your dick, Brad.
Yeah, I know. Like, I'm all hooked up. He lives in Northern California, so 8 hours I can get my dick sucked by a hyperactive teenager.
This portion of the phone show brought to you by Computers by Jason. Please be sure to like the Facebook page.
This is Officer Bunbury from the Refrigerator Corporation. If you're running, you better go catch it!
I'm playing voicemails, Pseudo, if you haven't been listening.
Yeah, I haven't. Sorry.
No, it's okay. They're really boring. It's mostly people just like, you know, hey, I'm calling about your ad on Craigslist. Call me back.
Hi, Brad. Lady from Germany.
Somebody from Germany. What you guys up to?
Is that a question for us?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. Yeah. It was aimed at you and Pseudo.
Oh, I'm watching Legend on Tiny Chat. This is kind of a first.
Ah.
Oh, sorry, what?
A first of watching Legend? Like,
I've never seen him on Tiny Chat.
Oh, yeah. He's been on, like, a lot this week.
They got a new Tiny Chat, though. It doesn't work very well.
Yeah, I just turned on my camera, and it disconnected me.
Yeah, it's crashed a few times on me. It took me a while to connect. Their new Splash sucks.
At least it didn't crash my whole browser or anything, though.
I use another browser for Tiny Chat now. I don't use whatever I'm dedicating to notes and stuff. It's not a good idea, I find.
Now I can't get it to connect.
So can this, when we start the show, can this be the Mr. Spessa episode?
I don't like him, though.
Why?
I don't know. He's not really that cool.
Nobody does.
I'm still looking for a title for last week's episode. The prank show.
You should get on Skype, Mr. Spessa.
Get on what?
On Skype. It's like this thing, this program for PCs.
Oh, was it like MySpace?
Kind of, yeah. But it lets you talk.
You can make top 8 friends and stuff like that.
I try to talk as little as possible.
That's gay.
That's really gay. Okay.
You're listening to the phone show.
Call in at 505-796-4020 or Skype us at phonelosers.org.
Telephone.
My new soundboard's really delayed. People in Tiny Chat need to tell me if they are hearing an echo with the music, because I think there was an echo. But I can't hear the echo, but I think there could be an echo. We don't want an echo.
Excuse me.
You know, echo was bad.
Echo.
Echo. Echo, echo.
Matt!
What?
I just like saying your name. It's nice to hear you on the phone show.
Aww.
Rolls off the tongue.
No.
That's what she said.
Oh, God.
Hey, Matt.
Yes?
Go like this Facebook page.
What? What are we talking about?
There's a lot of...
Anyone who's not in Tiny Chat should be on TinyChat.com/phonelosers.
Unless you run a hunk of shit netbook and it'll crash everything.
You should just get on Tiny Chat, Matt, and not be on the show.
Don't get banned again, Matt. Don't push the envelope this week.
Yeah, Matt, did you hear me talking about like how you already fucked up the show today?
No.
Where's it? You're on the verge of being banned.
That's what she said!
Yep, you
woo!
Just so you know, Matt, you've already had 2 strikes.
Okay.
And you can only get a total of 5 strikes.
Yeah, I know.
It's a humorous thing to happen, Matt. I'm not serious. It was just, you know, kind of annoying.
I don't know what I did.
God damn you.
Sorry.
Oh, bitch, bitch, bitch!
So, hi, Mr. Spessa.
OMG. What's LOL.
Why are you calling? I don't get it.
Oh, I've been urged to call by random people on IRC.
Oh.
And of course I do whatever random people on IRC tell me to, so here I am.
You're a follower, not a leader.
Exactly.
He was like the king of IRC this week.
Just because he was there.
Yeah.
So you should hang up and put Spessa on the phone, because who cares about you, right?
The burps by Rob.
Haven't you heard she died in a fiery car crash?
Well, that's sad.
Car crash /shark attack, I guess.
I'm gonna take my water and put it next to my ass and fart.
I think an octopus was involved too, but I can't be sure.
Ah, yeah, same thing.
Is Spessa considered Mrs. Spessa, or is she just Spessa?
She's just Spessa. I mean, I don't
just
know.
Spessa.
Mr. Spessa should answer that question, because he wears the pants.
She took my last name, so I took her IRC handle.
Oh.
You know,
so your last name...
A marriage is all about give and take.
Okay.
It all worked out.
What is her opinion that everyone in the community thinks that you're funnier than her?
Oh, that's crazy talk. I think if she did more phone calls, she'd be funnier than me. I think I just have I'm just more of an attention whore.
He's also more modest, as you can tell.
More of a what?
But he's more modest, as you can tell.
Yeah. You can tell.
I think Mr. Spessa is funnier, but he like goes on and on forever, his prank calls. But I mean,
he's funnier to old people. We should call old people with Mr. Spessa and see if he's still as funny.
Mr. Spessa can go on for like an hour with just like one single old person, and it'll be awesome.
Can you play any of the old people for people who are listening now, those pranks with him?
Oh.
Because they're really awesome, actually. They're quite hilarious.
I wish I could, I wish I could remember the name of that
God,
one.
God, way to make me self-conscious.
That
sounds stupid. You're stupid.
No, I may be able to find this. What was the name of that one? The old lady.
I'll try to find it right now, too.
Old lady survey. Like, here, it's 11 minutes and 33 seconds.
God. Probably all good.
It's awesome. I'm not going to play the whole thing, but
and everything.
So you call up an old lady, and I don't know, for whatever reason, you think she's doing drugs, and you ask her these questions.
Oh, yeah, I love this. This is amazing.
I'm going to skip to a random part in the middle. I'm going to go 4 minutes in.
Are you a bank robber? It's not something I enjoy. Are you a bank robber? I don't know, man. That's why I'm asking. Are you a bank robber?
I can't keep playing it because there's a horrible echo and people are complaining.
Mr. Spessa, I have to say, you totally sound like you are a manager at a call center.
Yeah.
You sound like the white guy who tells all the other guys who talk like this how to do their job when they don't know what the hell's going on.
Definitely do.
That's from talking on the phone.
How do I process this order? Yeah, you need to go ahead and just use this button. Okay. That's you. You're that guy.
Yep.
I think NBC had a show about it that failed, but...
What's that?
I watched NBC had a show about it. Yeah, I watched.
Oh my god! In order to use Tiny Chat, I have to be on Facebook or Twitter.
Oh wow, you're actually gonna get on. No,
you can sign in as guest.
That's retarded.
No, just sign in as guest. Do you have a camera on your laptop? On your sexy Lenovo?
No.
Ugh.
No.
You've got to upgrade. You've got to get a Lenovo that has a camera on it. Can you do that real quick? We'll hold.
Okay.
Because we want to see you. You can see all of us on Tiny Chat.
What was the name of that TV show? I forget.
Downsized or something, I think. Or outsourced.
Outsourced, yeah, that was it. It was actually based on a movie that was equally as terrible.
I saw the movie.
I thought the show was funny, but that's like, I think that was when I was eating all those painkillers after I broke my leg and drinking red wine and like watched them all like once together one after it. And was happy I was taking solid shits.
You could have been watching other people taking a dump on all those meds and been like, woo!
Yeah. Oh, it was awesome, because I would save them up during the day. I wouldn't take them, I'd just lay there and pay. And then wait till a mob brought home a big bottle of wine for me.
Hey, is Jen online tonight? Like, is she around anywhere?
No, I haven't seen her.
Goddamn, Jen. Because she gave me a number like two weeks ago, or maybe last week, and told me I should call it.
I think you should do a guest... A celebrity call with Mr. Spessa right now.
Celebrity call?
Yeah, with Mr. Spessa.
Don't you have some
celebrity
numbers
guest.
Scrolled away?
No. Mr. Spessa is a celebrity guest, and you just do any call with him.
Regulate.
I thought you guys were just making fun of me, big jerk.
No.
He sounds like he's legitimately on your dick.
You guys,
this is legit, man.
He's on to me. He's on to us.
We need to figure out how to do something with Domino's new tracker system, because I found out they have a web page that shows Times Square, and you can actually look up videos of your comments on the on the big screen if you type in your name. So what they actually didn't realized they did was they actually are giving out customers' names, because if you type in, like, Tim, it'll tell you all the Tims who placed orders and put it on the big screen and where they live.
Wait, what is this? This is Domino's?
Yeah, the Times Square tracker link.
Ah,
if
okay.
you type in if you type in a name, it will tell you the city and like the first and last name of the person who wrote in the. It's their internal system too. It's not. It wasn't supposed to be like for public viewing.
Sounds like voodoo.
But it's
let's
on Times
call 911 instead.
Okay, let's do it right now. Does Skype let you call 911?
I think it does not.
There's one way to test it.
No, it says no emergency calls. Skype is not a telephone replacement service and cannot be used for emergency calling. That's bullshit. You know what?
I bet there's like a way to do an area code and like a bunch of zeros.
We need to get some old people.
Magic Jack lets me call 911, and Vonage lets me call 911.
But those are phone replacements.
Yeah, Skype is not a phone replacement.
I'm going to try call 412-911-0000.
911-0000.
No, I'm just kidding. We're not going to prank call 911. That's crazy talk.
Yeah.
It is.
Don't break Brad Carter's rules of pranking.
Yeah. God damn.
I'm just Can intoxicated enough to fall for pretty much anything, so. Can I play EverQuest?
No, I have a request, but also EverQuest. Yes, that's
he's,
the side.
He's awesome at EverQuest.
Can you he play
70 mage?
Can you play Have That Baby, the one where you guys try to convince the old lady that you're trying to have an abortion?
What are you talking about?
This is a funny call.
Oh.
We should try to call back some of the Twitter complainers I'd never called back after I pissed them off.
I don't recall this one about abortions.
It's called Have That Baby.
Greg will help
Mr. Spetha with his abortion funds.
You're thinking of some other prank caller, I think.
I'm looking at it right here on the page. Angry and confused people. It's the third one down.
On which page is it exactly?
Prank calls to old people.
Just send us a fucking link.
Oh, abortions, old people. Okay, I know what you're talking about.
I should have just sent you a link. But
yeah, I don't know. I don't think I can handle looking.
You're like, I have so many ones with abortions and
old
people. Yeah, they all go together.
I think we should just not do a show tonight and just do more of a conference instead.
No,
fuck doing a show tonight.
We got Mr. Spetha.
And he can be.
I'll give you a number you can call Brad, and you can yell at this bitch about something. I don't know.
Let's do that.
Oh, hey, Mr. Spetha, I have a special guest here.
Oh, I've been here the whole time.
Guess
what?
Who? Spetha's over at my
OMG.
House.
As good as.
Oh my god.
Hex. Huh.
Hi, Spetha.
Wow, she is such a twat.
Spetha doesn't like you.
Spetha, why are you calling her a twat?
Wow, that balls.
I have balls?
Yeah, apparently you have balls.
That doesn't make sense, though.
How does you not having you having balls not make sense?
Yeah, I'll keep going. You guys can go.
Actually, Legend... he sent me a Spetha soundboard, and I opened it up for the first time today, and started playing.
Dude, Legend, I was on with him for like a couple hours the other day. He was like calling these people that were selling these steam vacuums, and he was just keeping them going for like fucking 45 minutes, and like every time it came out of the credit card number. He'd say, like, yeah, the first number's a 4. But wait, I have one
I didn't
want to
get, like, sucked into a conversation there, so.
I think Spetha's going to be the new co-host. Just with
I
the
agree.
Soundboard.
She has great commentary.
So now we've got Spetha and Mr. Spetha on the line.
Yeah, but I'm not a soundboard.
Your face is a soundboard.
Call that number that
okay.
DH just posted. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Spetha says okay, so. Here goes. Spetha says it's alright.
Oh, okay.
Mr. Spetha, you got this.
It's the nice thing to do.
Wait, who's this?
You have it.
He can't read any of the stuff.
It's Beck Davis.
Who are we calling?
I don't know. Beck Davis, a dental person? Maybe? I don't know.
She got mad earlier today because I told her not to come to our dentist place at their oral.
Hi, this is Beck Davis. I can't come to the phone right now. If you leave your name, number, and a brief message, I'll get back to you as soon as possible.
You know, I wouldn't have thought of a dental place would be closed at this hour. You know,
that's crazy. Who would have?
No. She goes.
I thought they were 24 hours.
She goes to that dentist, and she was complaining that they don't treat her very nicely there. And I told her she should fuck off.
She's actually eating the phone. She can't answer it.
Is she
probably not? This is how she describes herself: trained chef, mom, kick-ass wife, fat ass,
what?
Web designer. Wine, martini, and a laughter lover. But literally in the middle of it, she just breaks up the sentence with fat ass.
Fat ass.
I'd like to sleep on her fat ass.
Maybe one of her kids.
Like, she probably meant to spell it with a PH.
One of her kids.
Yeah.
One of her kids like got a hold of her Facebook and just like.
Why would they?
Slipped that line in there.
That was just her.
Russ Cutler, you need to shut up there.
Holy shit, there's a lot of people in Tiny Chat. But, like, all the windows are tiny now. What happened? It really is tiny. Because
Russ Cutler got on there and made everyone small.
Ah, well, I can log off, you know.
Russ Cutler, do you have any phone numbers that we could call?
Oh, I want to say on this show, hi to Richie Stubitz. Hi, Richie Stubitz. He's listening tonight. Everyone say hi to Richie Stubitz.
God bless you, Richie Stubitz. I hope the new fake legs work well.
we love you, Richie.
Is my microphone on?
No. Did you guys hear something?
What? Was that wrong?
Who was that? Was that Greg?
That was my buddy.
Russ Cutler, say something.
Russ is Russ Rudder. He's my buddy.
Yeah, like showed up way later.
Russ Cutler, are you talking to us?
This is Rudder. I think he just like has like all recorded.
Wow, aren't you glad you called in, Mr. Yeah. Spessa?
This is the best show ever.
No one has any numbers to call or anything. You people suck.
No, we just
do your homework.
We sit here in awkward silence, and
I have plenty of numbers, but I have a show to keep you for.
I was kind of digging the awkward silence for a while. I was like, "This guy
was."
Like,
yeah, we're going to end that.
We should do an entire hour of awkward silences.
Well, we can sit here and furiously masturbate.
Well, that happens.
Right now.
That happens. Awkward silences or not.
I've got this guy freely gave me out his work number after I pissed him off, so for a callback, so we can call him.
We could call Chorus Leisure.
Let's do that. Let's call Chorus Leisure.
Leisure.
Legion.
Quit pronouncing things wrong, dummy.
God. I drank a beer. I'm sorry. I'm drunk.
It's almost finished.
Regulate.
I'm at the bottom of my first one.
I'm at this is my new favorite cheap ass beer is Milwaukee's Best Ice, 5.9% and $6 for a 12 pack.
Matt, you are a classy fellow.
$6 for a 12 pack,
Mr. Spessa, you got this.
Yeah,
that's amazing.
Okay. And more booze.
Who's this again?
No, this is for me. Fuck Mr. Spessa.
Everybody, shut up.
Shut Corey up. Ledger?
Legion.
This is just an open book number.
Call us Legion, for we are many.
I'm sorry, but the person you called has a voice mailbox that has not been set up yet.
Hi, this is Beth Davis. I can't come to the...
Please enter your passcode.
Davis.
Then press pound.
The hell is she doing on here? That bitch.
How did I get two people on here at once? I think I screwed up somehow.
Goddamn computers. They confuse pretty girls like you.
All right, you know what?
Ever since
I'm
going to
try to find some numbers.
I'm going to call Loretta.
Call her.
Because her name is normal, so it'll be less confusing for us.
I'm going to get numbers, too. I'm going to save this episode.
I don't like all these tiny windows on TinyChat.
Hi, it's Loretta. I can't take your call right now, but if you leave me a name, number, and short message.
Nah.
Okay, I got a number. I just posted it. Do I have to put +1 in front of it?
Nah, I can handle it.
Okay.
I haven't drank that much yet.
And this is a guaranteed pickup.
Really?
You have to tell us who we're calling.
No, it's just guaranteed. That's all that matters.
Yeah. That's all you need to know. Do it, Mr. Spessa.
Okay. Oh my god, my meth lab just blew up.
Call him back.
That sucked.
It works. You clicked and we answered. Unfortunately.
See? See, you succeeded, Mr. Spessa.
Sorry, I did not understand what you said.
I'll leave that on.
Shut up.
Johnny, 24-hour supercenter.
Oh.
Hi, do you sell any chemicals that are capable of cleaning up a meth lab explosion? This isn't working out very well.
Oh, that was great.
Huh.
It was worth a try. About coat hanger abortions. Wire abortions. Coat hangers
are gross. Let's ask if they sell wire coat hangers.
Alright, I posted another number. This is another guaranteed pickup.
God, can't you put the plus on it? If you know you're supposed
to... Where, 7-Eleven? You're guaranteed to pick up suck.
That goddamn... And that, like, tiny chat, like, bloop, bloop.
You gotta rope them in. You gotta start them easy.
Bloop, bloop.
Who are you to give out prank call advice? Trying to, like, school Mr. Spessa. Whatever.
I know. Yeah. Don't listen to me. That, actually, don't listen to my advice.
Try from where beer.
Thanks for calling.
Hello. Oh, I'm sorry. Where have I called?
Walmart.
Oh, could I have your hardware section?
Hardware? Yeah.
Hey, hurry the fuck up.
Yeah, hardware.
Okay, hold on a second.
Hurry the fuck up, lady.
Thank you.
Poor Walmart employees, they just take it.
This is Stan.
Hello? Hi, Stan. I was wondering, do you guys sell duct tape?
What?
And rope. I'm looking for duct tape and rope.
Yep, sure do.
Do you know, like, how many pounds of pressure you can exert on the rope before it breaks? Like, do you know, I don't know how they measure rope like that. I need some really hardcore rope, though.
Pardon? We have all different rope and all different strength, so.
All different sizes. Like what's the craziest tensile strength type rope you have?
I couldn't tell you. We don't really have anyone over there that's well-versed in that tonight. So I really couldn't tell you.
Okay. Do you sell razor blades? Okay, do you have, like, razor blades back there, though, too?
You mean, like, for
Stan?
And stuff like that?
For stuff? For, like, cutting up meth and stuff? For, like, cutting up meth and stuff?
You're kind of breaking up. Say again?
It must be your phone. For, like, cutting up meth and stuff?
What?
And you know, cocaine?
Okay, I think this call's gone on long enough. Thank you very much.
Fuck you, bitch.
I can barely even hear
apparently,
that.
Apparently, apparently,
very funny. I guess
of people and duct taping, I'm okay. But the second, and even meth.
Yeah. Morally speaking, that's where he draws the line.
Yeah. Meth and cocaine.
Yeah, we've all done a little meth, but fucking cocaine.
I should have asked about children's coloring books too. With that,
your call may be monitored and/or recorded for quality assurance purposes.
Yay.
Please wait while we connect your call.
Uh-oh. We're going to put Mr. Spess on the spot until he's funny.
You've reached John Babb. Please leave a message.
Leave a message.
Hi, John Blah Blah. What you doing? We miss you. I don't know why we're calling you.
Someone get over here.
Come on over, you old crazy son of a bitch. We're having a ball without you tonight. You're supposed to be here. Come on, John.
What the fuck,
Indian
John?
Style on the floor.
Hate you, John.
You do this we still love him. But we hated that he ain't here, but we love him, fucking John. He's awesome.
Okay, I hung up on John. Now we can go back to talking shit about fucking John.
Fuck you, John.
I know,
yeah. Fuck that. You know, what's like he's
business?
Such a fucking... He's such a creep. Like the way he fucking looks at my goddamn daughter, he's like just a bad, bad dude. Like, he's got those, like...
I can't even go out in public with him. He's like oogling.
I know.
Oogling all these.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's insane.
Yeah. You know?
But I feel bad for the guy, you know?
I know, because it's like a compulsion for him. Like, he can't even, like, help it.
He needs help.
He's weird.
He needs help that we can't give to him, I think.
And dude, you ever drive near like a grade school with them?
Oh shit! Don't even tell me about that.
Yeah, that's like it's like the old like fox in the goddamn cartoon, like eyes popping all the way out, the little red riding hood like all over the place. Guys are fucking maniacs.
Crazy John. Can you guys?
Okay, so if I put a number into Tiny Chat, will that work?
Oh, yeah, just call I'll copy something. And paste it because
you people suck.
Yeah, I could try. I that's like one computer to the other. That might be too much for me.
I'll copy and paste it into Skype for you, Brad.
Thanks for fucking up the message that is still going.
Oh, we don't care. Can you put a plus on it this time? God damn it.
Plus one.
Plus one.
But it was going very well. I'm sure I have.
Okay, it's the 907 number.
I didn't call that John guy, by the way. Like, somebody called that in. They three-wayed it to us. So let's just leave it on and run up all of their, their spoof card
let's
minutes.
Do it. Let's do it.
He deserves it.
4-9-7-2-3.
Haha, we're going to use up all your spoof card minutes. We're going to keep John on the line for like an hour.
Come on, John. Okay. Can't wait you answered.
That'll,
here's the number.
That'll teach you to forward things to me.
Fucking cunt.
Who are we calling in Alaska?
His name's Larry Bear. I was calling him yesterday. He's in King Cove. I was trying to get everyone to call this small town in the Aleutian Island chain.
Carlito!
Not with me, but no one would.
Goodbye.
Ah,
well, it looks like you failed.
God damn it, Mr. Spessa.
His phone worked last night.
Hi, Carlito in the chat room.
It's just busy. We'll try it again.
Oh, okay. He's probably just a drunk dialing.
I can't believe John's voice.
I've got the peace sign.
Hello?
Hey, Bear.
Hello?
Hey, Bear. What you doing?
Hey, Bear. Hey, it's Chris and Martin.
I'm Martin.
We were just out here...
He's Chris.
We were just out here by Babs General Store. We're just getting shit-faced again. I was wondering if you want to come down and whittle some with us.
Please.
Do what now?
Do what now?
Oh, I was just wondering if you wanted to come down to the General Store and get shit-faced and maybe whittle some. I still got those hardcore porn tapes that I wanted to watch with you.
No, I'm fine. I'm good.
You're what? Speak up.
What?
I can't even hear you. Speak louder.
I'm fine. I'm good.
Oh, did you just get done jerking it? You just got done jerking it? Because, you know. Did you just get done jerking it?
Jerking what?
It.
You know it? Giggle.
Who the fuck is this?
It's Chris and Martin.
I'm Martin. He's Chris.
Alright, yeah.
We're down at the general store.
Oh.
Come on down to the general store. We'll have a sword fight.
No, I'm good. Who the fuck is this?
What's your reason?
Chris and Martin.
What's your reason, Chris? What's your reason for not wanting to come over and hang out with us?
I don't know. It sounds kind of weird to me. Give a fuck what you guys do.
We'll have a naked sword fight in the back of my Chevy pickup.
Yeah, who the fuck is this? Hey, fucking Chris Martin. I don't know who the fuck that is.
How many times are you going to ask us that? Because, you know, we've already told you several times.
Jesus Christ.
I think we've already established that there. Come on.
You don't have to be rude about it.
I think that was Bear hanging up on us.
That was awesome.
Hi, Samantha.
Oh. Hi, guys.
Oh, God.
Hey, little boo face. How you doing?
Hey, at least it's not Roxy.
Yeah.
Very true.
What the hell? Bear has like a home phone?
Bear?
Yeah, of course he does. He's in fucking Alaska.
Who is this guy?
They don't have cellular technology in Alaska yet.
Dude, do you think they ran towers?
Oh, it rings first and then it goes to busy. That's weird.
There's a switch with like two analog, like old school, like click on and off.
We can still blue box. We can blue box from that area, I bet.
Yeah.
Hey, wait, let's let it ring once, and then when it starts going busy, I'm gonna do 2600 hertz.
Okay.
Let's see what happens. What you up to, Samantha?
Oh, just listening to my favorite show called The Phone Show. It's about phones, and it's a show.
Yeah, you have an annoying boy.
I love that you're rocking the penguin picture, too, because it kind of looks like you got three tits.
Yeah, I haven't changed the penguin picture in a while.
Wow, that's
amazing. Did you hear what Mr. Spessa said to you, Samantha?
Did he just say I had an annoying voice?
Wow, that was demeaning.
I know, I'm not very gentlemanly tonight, sorry.
It's okay, suck my cock. Facebook.com/TheSamantha.
Okay.
No, blah, 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 blah.
You're not allowed
to say
it. Oh, my
God. Let's all promote her Facebook.
No. Oh, Twitter.
It's funny. When he gets stuttery, he sounds kind of Tombstone-like.
Where is Tombstone? Okay. Is he alive still?
Like 5 minutes.
He's raping children, I heard.
Yeah.
And making videos.
I posted in the wrong chat. Here we go.
God, you're so dumb.
Yeah, I've seen some of the children rape videos. I fucking like them. They're awesome.
Okay, Mr. Spessa, go.
Who's this again?
It's Holly.
Holly.
Holly Pilkington.
Holly Golightly?
Sure.
Wait.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Hi.
Yes?
Hey, baby. What you doing?
Huh?
What? What?
Who is this?
I think... Oh, it's David. I was just thinking about you. It's David. I was cutting myself and I was thinking about you. I just thought I'd call.
Wait, who is this?
It's David.
David who?
David me. I was just cutting myself and I was masturbating furiously and I was thinking of you, so I thought I'd call and get, you know, back in touch.
Well, that's sweet.
What? You gotta speak up. Speak up there, sugar tits.
Yeah. That was fantastic.
Hey, I just realized that
I get in trouble for that.
Mr. Spessa is the reason why I never hung out with Brad, right?
Yeah,
clearly.
Brad? Yeah. Brad, are you there?
No,
Brad, he left the room. We have control of the show right now.
Well, we don't really. We can't add or remove anybody.
Yeah, but we can control the topic of discussion.
Anyway,
it
was
Necro
Brad...
Edo Day.
What should we discuss, guys?
That's
Necro Edo.
Necro
children's snuff films.
How do you feel about that?
I feel like I think they're a legend because I look and look and look and can't find them.
They're like the unicorn of porn.
I know.
You got a DIY, right? My friend.
Right? I think that's the only option at this point.
God damn.
But like they mom's already tucked their kids away, like just seeing me, and like I don't even do anything. And the kids like always think I'm friendly because I look like a big fat fucking cartoon face, and they're like on it. And then...
What the hell is that child?
Nothing.
Who's got the kid?
Oh, I'm making my own child snuff film, sorry.
Brad, welcome back.
Oh, hey, what you doing?
Where did you go? Like, what the fuck?
I went to urinate.
Like, what
he
the
just
fuck?
Had it. He just had his cock in his hand.
Yeah, I had to go off camera for a bit.
That's awesome. Brad,
isn't Mr. Spessa the reason why we never got to hang out?
I don't know. Why would he be that reason?
Because you were supposed to go to Idaho. Or something?
Oh, yeah, and you guys can come down or something.
Cause yeah.
Yeah. It's indirectly his fault.
Yeah,
who
so
I'm loving, like, kid talk.
Yeah, I could do without that.
Yeah, whose kid is that?
Is there? Whose kid is that?
We're not allowed to have kids on this
show.
Brad, do you want to call Toronto restaurants and or hotels now?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, it's because it's the Toronto International Film Festival now, so we could make some lousy celebrity-related calls.
Hey, Courtney.
Who's this?
This is John from Facebook. With the corporate. This is John from the Facebook corporate office, and I wanted to let you know that we had to delete your account because you're not supposed to post your phone number on there. So I'm very sorry you had to lose your account, but you know we have to teach you a lesson. Don't post.
The crying.
You might want to try MySpace.
Baby. The crying baby doesn't make it barely.
Yeah, it's just the baby in the office.
Bring your baby to work
late at night.
Brad, you can call this chick on open book. She
what
looks like a hooker.
Hey, Courtney, we got disconnected somehow. I'm not sure how. Like, you know, I was just talking to you, and all of a sudden, it's like dial tone. You know, like in the movies, like back in the 70s when someone would hang up and there's a dial tone. That's what happened. So I don't know what happened. We got disconnected somehow.
Oh, let me talk to her. Can I talk to Courtney?
Yeah, okay.
She sounds like a friend for
me. She doesn't seem to like me.
Spit up all over her.
Hey! This guy named Liver Massage.
Yeah! Hi, Courtney.
Hey, dude. Hi, Courtney. This is other people. Not that bad man you talked to before. Let's be pals.
Dude, I swear to God, you call my phone again, you'll be arrested for harassment.
You ain't gonna stop it. You fucking... You ain't gonna do shit. You
Whoa,
can't
you are
spell.
A fucking redneck, aren't you, sweetheart? Pseudo, check your Skype messages.
I want to test out her threat.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Let's see. So, like, instantly the cup should appear on it?
Okay, here we go. Let's see if it happens.
A wild cup appears.
Ah.
Yeah, the cup. Cup.
Hello.
Cunt.
Sir, you obviously have the wrong number.
Courtney.
Hi, Courtney.
Oh, ma'am. We are from Courtney. Facebook Corporate, ma'am.
We're calling
you're
you
all on speakerphone.
We're drunk and happy, but we're not like the hillbillies like you. This is for
who
the
are
spicy
you?
People.
We're in the office at Facebook.
What?
We're from Facebook Corporate. We're all in the office.
You
we
can
needed
tell.
To call band people.
You can tell by the dot matrix printer.
And just so happened, we were drinking tonight. But yeah, you are, and you're gonna.
Well, you don't need to call
us.
This number again.
But this is.
Well, get off Facebook.
No, you already said you're gonna arrest us, and we're not arrested. So how's that gonna happen? You stupid
That's a
gun.
Broken promise.
Get off our site. We don't want you on our server.
I left you a number, though. The chick totally sounded like a hooker when I called her earlier today.
What'd you call her about?
I asked how much for 25 minutes.
Because you were just randomly calling prostitutes.
Legend's flipping us. Oh, he's playing Madhouse.
Yeah. I can't see anything Legend's doing because these video feeds are tiny now.
He's pointing to Carlito's head.
I'm sorry.
Sweet
but
new
the
haircut.
Person you called has a voicemail box that has not set up yet. Goodbye.
No.
Show us that.
If you call back spoofing their number, it might let you set it up.
Does anybody have a spoof card? Because I just may
hey,
or may
hey,
not.
Hey, hey, I don't someone. Even know what those things are. Like,
if you want
stop.
A free 5 minutes of spoof card, just make a Twitter account. And if you tweet them, they give you a free 5 minute code.
Holy crap.
That's dumb. You're dumb.
Cold, because it's cold up there.
Shut up.
Up
tweet
there
who?
In England.
I mean, that was a really terrible joke, but like, who would you have tweeted for that to even work?
Rob.
No, it's not a joke. It's serious. Go to their site. It's like a promotional thing.
Look at Legend and Madhouse right now in Tiny Chat.
Whose site?
Madhouse.
IO.
Spoofcard.com.
What's Madhouse doing on our show? That's crazy talk.
Yeah, that was a lot. Thanks for the explanation, dumbass.
What?
My cock, I just gave you a Ural.
Who's angry?
A Ural?
A Ural.
You can Ural in my mouth all night, sweetheart.
You know what? I really hate Tiny Chat now. We should move. We should switch over to.
I agree.
Not
IRC chat.
Look, spoofcard.com, bottom of the page, want a free spoof card pin? Click here to post a tweet and get
no,
it.
No, I don't.
Yeah, that's a joke. That's a joke, Rob.
Samantha, go away.
A&I spoofing is for losers.
Love you.
This is a happy place. You're making everyone mad. Look what you did to the show.
I love you.
Love you too, kid.
Aww. Matt's always my favorite.
I'm your fat shadow, sweetheart.
Not fat shadow.
He's the only one that can put up with your voice.
Mr. Spessa. I love it. So, Mr. Spessa, what's Spessa up to this fine evening?
Probably being excreted by sharks.
What? Why?
She got eaten by sharks.
Yeah, that's why she doesn't call anymore.
She died in a fiery car crash, and her remains were eaten by sharks. Sorry.
Whoa,
but you're still on the Christmas card list.
Okay.
No. Hi, Pennsylvania.
Hey.
What you doing?
I'm cutting myself furiously masturbating.
That's hot.
Oh, is it Aikison? No, not Aikison.
I can't fucking stand this tiny chat anymore. It's just brutal looking at. I gotta get out of here.
Yeah, what's the other thing? Stick'em. Stick'em is a good service. Could we just use Stick'em?
Tabachi. Is that Tabachi?
I don't know. It's somebody in Pennsylvania. Who are you?
I'm jerking off on Stick'em right now. It's so much better than tiny chat.
It's not Tabachi.
It's not.
It's me, Hibachi, yeah.
Is this really the best show ever, Russ?
That's me.
Oh, revert to the old version of Tiny Chat, Dionys says. I'm turning off beta chat.
How many people do you have in there right now, Brett? Is it like just super full?
47 people on camera that one.
That's what
she said. Wow. That's awesome.
No, there are
47 cameras.
There are 7 people on camera.
Now there's 6.
Yeah,
and that's making it that's making it like that bad though.
You need to get no. It's just like they changed it all around, so everything's really small now. So the video streams are pointless. You can't see each other because they're tiny. It really is tiny chat now.
I'm already talking to people. I don't need to see you too.
Yeah. Oh, here. Let's find. I got a new number.
Okay.
You're a new number.
Your face is a new number.
Bam. Oh, I didn't put the one.
Your mom's face is a new number.
Yeah. Why can't you do that? Why can't you do the one?
I don't know how to.
Is this the Pentagon or something?
No, it's why
FBI is it the field office? No, I don't know. You just. I see 202 and I become suspicious.
It's a Kinko's.
It's so nice.
They only have bad things in 202.
For calling FedEx office. We are currently closed.
Oh.
We are open Monday through Friday.
I thought for sure Kinko's would be open.
Let's try calling a bank.
Let's do that.
Yeah.
Because
I'm for sure they're going to be open.
Ooh, a breakfast diner.
I didn't know Carlito was white. I thought he was Hispanic.
Oh, my God.
You're such a racist.
Yeah, that's very racist.
It's very racist to talk about race.
He's allowed to call other people white, but you can't call him white.
Oh, shit. No, if I'm white, I can call him white.
It's nice. It's nice he's up and, like, doing shit. I'm happy.
Samantha, okay, just so you know, Spoof Card doesn't let you spoof as the number you're calling.
Oh, really?
Well, that's the message you just told me.
Oh, shit. That must be a new development.
Oh, man. What's going on now? I can't see
anything. New number. It's a diner.
Oh, okay.
They probably initiated that after.
Oh, that's shut down.
That's the world shit or something stupid. Oh, hi, Danport. You just sent me a Twitter message. I love you.
Oh, in Chicago Diner. Meat free since 83.
I love
place the carry out order. Press.
Please hold a moment.
Meat free. All right, Spessa, do something about them not having meat.
The what?
Wow.
Do something about what?
I'll do it.
I can't hear you over the opera.
Do something before Samantha steals it from you.
Aww.
Samantha, you're an actual vegan, but
that mailbox is full.
Scream.
I reached the Chicago Diner. Meat free since 83. To place a carry out order, press 1 for the dining room. For wholesale client support, as well as catering or food inquiry.
Dude, this sounds like
a diner.
They're closed. I like it. I dig the opera and the phrase meat free since 93.
It rhymes.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hello.
What's up?
Not much.
That mailbox is full.
Okay, I think we can hang up in
the Chicago Diner. Meat free since
Diner.
Since 93.
Good lord.
Brad.
Yes, hello.
Check this out. So I was listening to my iTunes on random, and I the Van House Live where we took it over came on. Picture ran into one of the guys who pranked on that show, and he got all pissed about it.
Who got pissed?
One of the guys we pranked on the show, and he was like, hey, heard you. I recognize that voice. You got pranked on Madhouse Live. And he got all pissed. Mailbox
that has not been set up yet.
Madhouse Live sucks.
Goodbye.
Russ Rutter, you suck too. Or Russ Cutler.
Shit. I accidentally hung up on Zyklon, so he probably just thinks I think his story was really boring.
Sorry, Zyklon.
My buddy Russ, such bullshit. Why are you giving my buddy Russ bullshit?
Who, Russ Cutler?
Yeah, Russ, yeah, Cutler.
He's comes in here. Buddy.
I didn't mean to hang up on you, Zyklon. I was trying to hang up on the voicemail. I swear.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he got pretty pissed. It was like, that was a fucking felony those guys did.
It wasn't because your story was boring, I promise. That had nothing to do with
Legend 813 is on.
Hey, Legend.
Yeah,
I'm doing something wrong. Hey, what's going on?
Not dead.
What am I doing wrong?
You're shooting fucking
I want to tell an old lady that my meth lab just blew up.
Who are you going to tell that?
I want to talk to a grandma and tell her my meth lab just blew up.
We need old ladies.
That would be a mildly funny prank. Actually, call like a chemical supply store, do something about a meth lab.
That's not what I was saying.
Yeah.
Idea was stupid.
Quit
so I'm
twisting his words.
Well, at least I said it in a proper voice.
Yeah.
You guys ever do this? Call the storage. Call like the storage facilities. Get space for meth labs.
That's
fix your voice, Samantha.
Hey, wait, Mr. Spessa, that was our idea. Remember, we were going to call call storage places and ask if like they had proper ventilation and like chimneys and stuff.
That's good.
Power outlets.
Let's call one.
Yeah, there's got to be a 24-hour one.
No, there's not. There's no such thing.
Well, yeah, because what if, don't they need a security
you're
guard or something?
You're on crack, Samantha.
Yeah, but you're, like, calling, you're fucking, like, that's not
well, what might be open that have something like that, like Home Depot, maybe? Lowe's?
No.
Zyklon.
Oh. What?
Sup,
Zyklon? Somebody,
yeah.
Hello?
Hi, Lindsay. What you doing?
Who is this?
Hey, it's Brad.
Who?
It's Brad. What are you doing?
Nothing. Who?
What are you doing, though? Like, you're doing something. Explain to me what you're doing.
I'm not on it.
Goddamn, Lindsay.
What's your name?
It's Brad. I need to know what you're doing
Brad,
right now.
What's your last name?
I don't give that out.
Come on, man.
No, I already answered your question. I want to know what you're doing. Answer my question, and then we'll...
I'm at Onyx.
That doesn't answer my question.
I'm standing here smoking a cigarette at Onyx.
Here, talk to my friend Matt.
Hey, what's up, stupid fucking bud?
Hey, who is this?
This is Matt. We're going to come up...
No, what are you doing with your left hand?
Is it, like,
are
happening at night? Is it a fun place? Is it fun
no,
tonight?
No, you're fucking with me.
She's at Onyx.
What are you doing with your left hand?
She's at Onyx, Matt.
Nice booty.
Is Onyx...
Look at that booty.
Is Onyx fun?
Lindsay, honestly, the reason we're calling you is because we saw your ass on Facebook. And
it is looking good.
Yeah, girl.
It's, like, falling all out there.
Ooh, we figured there's like four of us talking. We could quarter that thing up and like have like
y'all just
a couple
call me
pounds of
numbers?
I just want to motorboat it.
I know. I just want to curl up and sleep on.
Lindsay, don't get pissed at us.
Well, I will say though, this Lindsay, your tits were like a 1 out of 10.
No way. That's wrong. That's a lie.
It just was. They were like flat like paper.
You drove her away. Oh.
She hung up on us. I'm going
to
call
her.
Way to
go.
Is it Lindsay at all?
Hey, why y'all calling private numbers?
Hey, Lindsay.
Hey, sugar tip or
blow job.
Lindsay, we really
what?
Like
y'all
your...
Y'all are crazy.
We really like your ass, okay?
Well, thank you. How
much for 10 minutes?
Thanks for posting it on Facebook.
When did I post it?
4 hours ago.
Yeah.
Is it on my wall?
4 hours, 13 minutes, and 22 seconds.
It's on your wall, dummy.
No.
Lindsay.
Is it guaranteed?
And you're at Anna.
Yeah,
for 10 minutes to fuck you in the ass.
Do you own anything besides jeans?
Do you actually have a Benz? Because I highly doubt it.
We do. We want to fuck you in the ass. That's why we're calling.
That ain't happening, dog.
Why?
Please.
Lindsay, are you a cutter?
We'll be there shortly.
Say, so, I'm gonna call me later.
No, we're gonna call you right back.
No, bye, deuces.
Bye, new servant.
Hey, Lindsay, did you ever get that new dog cage?
She's
gone. Oh, let me call her back.
She's going to sprint to try to get her number pulled so she can be done with this fool.
I like
Brad calling 24-hour fitted.
It'll be open because it's 24 hours.
Lindsay, did you... Lindsay.
She's back in the club.
It's getting crazy at the Onyx.
Sporty Board is walking around without pants on.
They're raising the roof.
It's called Onyx, but what she's signed into is called Onxy.
Hey, let's call the club and ask to talk to her.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that ain't gonna happen. Well, did you hear how noisy that was?
Yeah, they're not gonna be here.
Somebody would have to be
just
super
like call
serious.
The club and ask to talk to the manager and have them page the chick with the nice ass.
Yeah.
No, her name's known, dude.
Zyklon.
But like you would have
shut up and find
like,
a storage place.
Storage Zyklon.
I got your computer.
I swear to God, Zyklon, there's somebody selling mops that sounds exactly like you.
Yeah, I know.
Steam mops.
I sound like a huge nerd.
Is your name Rich?
No.
Richie Randall?
It's his Steam mop name.
What's the storage? Legend? What's the Steam mop number?
Oh.
Brad, call back that number I just left in Skype.
Okay, it's calling. It's dialing.
24-hour finish.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message.
Let it go.
Damn it.
That works. So.
Please enter your password.
Fuck.
What's going on?
I'm sorry. That is not the correct password. Please re-enter.
I thought we were allowed to do that.
I hung up. Jesus Christ.
I can't find the number, Trevor.
You need to let
the
message play.
Why do you want storage, Spessa?
Oh, hold on. I got the number in my cell phone, Legend. I think that's the last number I called.
So we can talk about our meth lab plan.
Okay, I'll find one.
There it is. Are you still there, Mr. Spessa?
I am, yeah. I shouldn't be. I should be getting on. So this... So make it count, damn it.
Our shows usually have more structure than this.
Yeah.
No, I think that's the beauty of it.
Did you guys ever call the Cactus Store number I gave you? Maybe like several weeks ago.
This is more like an after show.
We could ask them if they want to endorse us.
Please hold and your call will be answered as quickly as possible.
Hey, Legend, you
want to talk? 180-degree maneuverability. It's none other than the Shark Steam Pro Pocket Mop. Please hold and one of our helpful representatives will be right with you.
Oh, yeah.
It'll take a few seconds. It won't be that long.
Russ Cutler is still on the Tiny Chat.
Good. It's Rudder. He must have fucking fat fingered it.
Thank you for calling in to order the Shark Steam Pocket Mop. The EuroPro Shark Steam Pocket Mop provides chemical-free steam on demand, delivering the right amount of superheated steam to the microfiber pad when you want it and where you need it, with just a simple natural mopping motion. The patented steam pocket design releases a superheated steam while holding the heat in the pocket to effectively clean and sanitize at the same time on both sides. It has a large capacity tank, long runtime, longer power cord, two swift...
Sorry.
God, it's awful.
I can add numbers.
At one point, you're actually, like, just giving them their commercial by doing that.
Yeah, trust me. If you call in the daytime, especially, and if you say your name is Roy, there's a 50% chance the phone's going to be slammed down in your ear.
I didn't have to hold it all last night. Like, they just picked up right away.
Obviously, business is good in the steam cleaning industry.
Yeah, like tonight.
I bet there's like one person working right now.
Legend shit. Like I had to mute, and I was like convulsing, laughing with his stupid questions.
Sorry, I did not understand. Sorry,
Russ Cutler.
It's sorry.
There is no Russ Cutler. What?
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
Hey, who's the 6-1-0 that's still on? Is that someone's voicemail?
I don't know. How they get you is what it is. They're triangulating your signal.
Shit.
They're running a tracer.
I got a number for a 24-hour safe storage.
Quick, post it.
There.
Hurry.
Oh, you even did the plus.
No, like, you did, the fact that you said here, like, took away from your quickness.
No, I did it as I said here. It was, like, at the same, it was simultaneously.
I don't still see it, though.
Simultaneous loving, baby.
Let's call Gunner. I wonder if he's dead.
Shush.
Did you give him herpes?
He texted me, everyone herpes.
It's the gift that keeps on giving. Like, someday
hey,
I'll
Samantha.
Feel like we'll have Samantha.
Hey, Samantha.
What?
Hey, Samantha. Shut up. I thought that was
everybody
Brad.
Shut the fuck up so Brad can call some numbers.
Yes, please.
Oh, no, I just need to be posted the numbers so I can click them.
24-hour fitness.
I'm out of open book. Hey, I was thinking I should call 24-hour fitness.
Do it.
It just popped.
That's a good idea,
It
Brad.
Just popped into my head.
Perfect.
I just posted the number in the tiny chat.
Is that Russ Cutler?
Hello from callandclick.com.
I will
please hold while we try to connect your call.
That is if I want to talk to you. Have a great day.
Hello from callandclick.com. Please hold while we try to connect your call. Hello from callandclick.com. Please hold while we try to connect your call.
Oh, good Lord.
Hello.
From callandclick.com.
Please hold while we try to connect.
While we try to connect to your call.
Here, try this
Hello,
one, Brad.
From callandclick.com. Please fuck up. We don't care about your call.
Wow.
What?
They got vulgar.
That's yeah.
Hey, that's not what it said.
They got weird towards the end.
I think I'm gonna call 24-hour
fitness. 24-hour fitness.
44 hours. That's a lot of fitness.
Dinkle Rider.
Whoever's answering the phone at 1 a.m. at 24-hour fitness is just waiting to get harassed by you.
They deserve it for being there.
They do. What kind of self-centered, stupid cunt is going in there?
Oh, why don't we search Foursquare check-ins for 24-hour fitness?
Oh,
that's a good idea.
That's a dumb idea. You're stupid.
I hate this idea so much.
This one needs to be on
it's
more.
The best often. Idea I've heard yet. Samantha's, all your ideas are the best.
Yeah.
You're awesome.
Thank you, man.
If it just wasn't for your goddamn voice.
Yeah.
Guys.
It sounds like a fucking...
You should learn sign language.
It sounds like
you
this is like whiny,
sign language
whiny little
400
thing.
Locations open no, up to 24 hours. State-of-the-art equipment.
Yeah, it's adorable.
You do sound like you're like a young teenager or something.
On staff. Yeah, and I'm like all over it. Like it sounds
it's
like,
to get
like a little
your
kid
turn.
You're fucking
if you know your party's extension,
like, no,
dial it in.
No.
Good evening, this is Lynn. How may I help you?
Hi, Lynn. I have a question about your facilities there.
Okay.
I'm a little shy. I guess I want to come in and get apply for a membership, but I was wondering, do you have any cameras in the gym shower room area? When I take a shower, I take cold showers, and I'm modest, you know.
Yeah, this is a crazy prank call. I am sorry. I am not going to put up with it. I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Fuck you.
Call that bitch back.
God, was that really that outlandish?
I don't think it was.
I think it was in the beginning I said Spessa.
Call that bitch back.
Okay.
I think it's because you talked about your wiener.
Don't worry, you guys. I'm getting an erection as we speak.
Oh, that was a good start, though.
Thank you for calling 24 hours.
Okay. Let me talk.
There's more than 400 locations.
No.
24
hours. Yes, I'm real pissed off, trust me.
Carl's Jr.
I want to have a sword fight in
Good evening. This is Lynn. How may I help you?
Yes, I was calling about your facility. Can you give me some information, please?
I'm sorry, I don't have any information at this time. If you call between the hours of 9 a.m. and 9 p.m., someone would be glad to help you.
Can I call between your legs?
Help me all the time.
I'm sorry, I can no longer help. If you will call
think
between
about
the hours
what
of
you're
9
saying
a.m.
before
and 9
you
p.m.
speak.
Are you
then you're really bad at doing your job.
Thank you, stupid cunt.
Okay, well, that sucked, and I have to
I
go.
Can,
like, Mr. Spessa.
Sorry. How late do you guys prattle on?
Oh, it depends on, like, alcohol
we're in
intake.
We're in after-show territory right now.
This is where, like, it's another dimension once you reach this time period.
Once you reach the after-show.
Yeah.
We're in
a lot more
show.
Fucked up.
But we haven't even...
Well,
we haven't even had
I'll be back in a half hour, I guess. Samantha... Samantha, let me know when next time you want to visit Brad so I can visit him first and keep you away from
Please
him.
Please enter the code you see on your screen now.
Neener, neener.
Or press 8 to
Bye, Spessa.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye, Mr. Spessa.
We love you, Mr. Spessa.
He's awesome.
Bye, Mr. Spessa.
Brad, you got to call that hooker girl back.
Oh, man, which one was that?
Which one, Lindsay?
No.
I think we should keep calling this 24-hour
Shelly.
I'm trying to call. I'm sure. Trying to find another 24-hour fitness because that was
this
yeah,
one.
That one's like priceless though. Because like
yeah.
That broad's such a gun.
We should keep calling.
Call that one. And everybody shut the fuck up so we can ask what her hooker rates are.
Carlito is not impressed.
I wouldn't be impressed with the show tonight either.
This Get him on the screen.
I'm not putting this thing up on the website.
Thank you for calling. I dictate.
Fun,
dictate.
Man. Stupid.
Yep.
Thank you for calling 24 Hour Fitness. With more than 400 locations, open up to 24.
Please hold.
Your message will be transcribed by quicktape.com.
Yes.
Please speak slowly and clearly.
This could be priceless.
Quicktape.com.
So you're having this transcribed when this stupid answers.
Oh, Carlito's got the sailor's hat. He's got it on.
Wow.
There's nothing more manly effeminate than a safe sailor's hat.
Or that laugh.
Like saying you want to hang around with a bunch of seamen.
Can we have that, like, clapping, the background clapping sound that Carlito uses that sounds like running water?
No, I don't have that one, though.
There, Brad, I cleaned up the chat for you.
What do you mean you
cleaned
up?
The number. I cleaned up all the numbers.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you for calling 24 Hour Fitness. With more than 400 locations, open up to 24 hours, state-of-the-art equipment, and more than 3,000 certified personal trainers on staff. We've cleared a path straight to your fitness goal.
There's no
it's time to get results on your
hours.
Terms. If you know your party's extension, you may dial it at any time.
I don't see cleaned up numbers.
He just removed a ton of people from the chat.
From what chat?
I kicked all the numbers out.
How'd you do that? I thought I had control.
Thanks for calling 24 Hour Fitness. This is Bergnack. How can I help you?
Hi, I heard that you guys had really good fitness programs, and I was wondering if you could tell me about them.
Well, what exactly were you trying to find out?
I want to get some really big pecs, and I want to know if you've got any ripped decks.
Say that again.
I want to get really big pecs, and I want to know if you guys like have equipment that I can use to really make my titties huge.
Oh, well, it's a full-scale gym. Right. So, I mean, we've got everything that you need as far as resistance equipment, cardio equipment. Have you been in before?
No, but are you a trainer there? You sound like a big guy. You sound like you know how to throw a couple weights around.
Okay. Do you know where we're located?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But you didn't answer my question. Do you work out?
Well, here's what – I mean, yeah, I work out, but if you – my question to you is
– Oh, how tall are you?
I don't think that's – I don't think you need to know that.
Well, yeah, when I walk in, I want to make sure I know who I'm talking to because I'm going to come over and see you.
Okay, when are you coming in?
I can probably come in tomorrow, you know. What time
do you work? Like what time?
Also, you know, what kind of foods do you like?
I'm trying to figure out. Are you enjoying
I want to join your gym and get ripped, and I want you to be my trainer. You sound like a cool guy.
I'm baffled. Are you enjoying it?
I don't know. You tell me. I'll be.
Are you?
You're enjoying.
Are you enjoying it?
I'm enjoying listening to your voice. Can I hear it some more when I come down? What color do you like? What's your favorite color?
That's crazy, dude. That's crazy, dude. You getting off, man?
Mm-hmm. I am.
You getting off, dude? You getting off, dude?
Keep talking. I'm almost
Go ahead. Do your thing.
I'm getting off.
I got off three times.
My boyfriend.
Guess what, though? Guess what, though?
Oh, shit. What? Here it comes.
Uh-huh.
That's what she
finish
said.
It for us.
Yeah. When life starts hitting you crazy, don't ask why.
Get that. Say that again.
What is that? Is that like karma? Is that why your shit is
when life starts hitting you real crazy? When life starts hitting you real crazy, don't ask why.
I love
you'll know why.
You're gonna do some spook loudmouth voodoo.
Is he still on?
My bad.
Cackle like a fucking goddamn.
That was great.
Black jack-o'-lantern with his big teeth.
That guy was amazing. That was crazy and creepy at the same time.
What was that guy's number? I still want to ask him out on a date.
Yeah, I think you should.
Dude, I love people that like believe like totally in like oh well like it's gonna come back at you shit.
Yeah.
There's like shit like in the universe that like there's somebody the way in the odds. And they're like, oh, you were a little dick over here, so you're gonna get fucked over there. Just even shit out. The only shit that evens out is fucking temperature. Everything wants to be cold.
That's very depressing, Matt.
Yeah. Thanks a lot, Matt.
Why?
You brought this show into a dark place. Let's get that guy back on the phone.
I don't know how.
Well, this is LexWoodson.com. Can I have your express service code, please?
3825672 5120 666. Can we speak to your supervisor?
You're not getting it. You're not getting it. Let me talk to a white person.
Is this a prank call?
No, sir.
Yes.
It hasn't gotten to that point yet. We'll let you know when it does.
Let me talk to a boss. I got shit to handle.
Please put a boss on.
Thank you for calling 24 Hour Fitness. With more than 400 locations.
Talk to this guy.
State-of-the-art equipment.
It's just a group of people blabbering at her. And she asks if it's a prank call.
I love the ask. It's like That's like when I used to like manhor on the street. Like I asked dudes if they were cops.
You mean you?
And I thought
dudes.
It was like a different. Yeah, well,
you know what Rustler does?
Rock. Yeah, that's what he does all the time. Oh, they picked up and they're quiet. Show me how to blow dudes.
Oh, Gunner is on.
Gunner texted me a couple nights ago.
We got Gunner in the house.
He's like, he's not on to me. Like,
who's the unknown number?
That might have been Spessa.
Oh, was there one calling in? I didn't see it. I'm playing.
No.
I'm too busy on whiteboard.
I don't know. I'm just fucking around with the Skype terminal commands.
That whiteboard is, yeah.
It's whiteboard just like a bulge. Like, so, hey, did you, Brad, did you really
so
do
what's
that
up with that whiteboard? No spooks allowed? Party.
Wow, we didn't even officially end the show.
Did we even start it?
I don't think we haven't officially began the show.
I don't think the show happened tonight. No.
The show is starting now.
Brad stopped recording a while ago.
I never started.
Oh, you should call this number, Brad. Hang on, I'll find it. And we need to listen to the voicemail.
Let's see the longest awkward pause we can get.
I don't know. Try the mop place.
You guys are pathetic, man.
pathetic. Excuse me?
You guys are pathetic.
Excuse me.
You record this. You're pathetic.
Take that back.
You're pathetic.
I am not pathetic.
You're pathetic.
You don't mean that.
That's the best word to describe. You're pathetic, dude.
You don't mean
that. Record this. Record this. Record this.
How dare you?
Oh, I dare you. You're pathetic.
How dare you?
Can you say pathetic two more times? I'm almost there.
Your mom's pathetic.
What?
Wow, you know the perversion that's in you that you can get off on? That's really sick, bro.
I know the perversion in me. I watch donkey porn.
Do you know the like?
I am
go ahead.
I'm offended.
What a pathetic waste of life, bro.
I'm offended.
What a pathetic waste of life.
I'm not your bro, Charlie.
Do you think life is what you do during it? You're gonna die. You're gonna rot in the fucking. You're gonna
smoke
be
weed every day.
As long as you have fun, what does it matter? You're a fucking idiot thinking that someone else having fun is pathetic. Like, there's no point. As long as I'm enjoying myself, like that's the only thing I care about. I'm selfish and I hate fucking stooges like you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
How does it make you feel?
You got an answer, Coon.
Hey, watch this. I'm going to let you talk to yourself, okay?
No, because you know he's right. That's why you're going to give up.
Yeah, I'm going to let. Okay, I didn't hear it. It sounded like he was on some kind of medication or something. I'm going to let you talk to yourself. So you want to call this number back? I'll just let you sit on hold. Enjoy yourself.
You're a quitter, and you're just going to give up right now.
Pervert.
You're a quitter.
Talk to yourself.
Go ahead and quit.
Your life sucks. You got issues, and you're trying to build yourself big because nobody loved you when you were a fucking kid. Fuck.
He's not there
anymore. Matt has some resentment there. Is that what Russ Cutler does to you?
Oh, Russ is my buddy. I tried to add him, but Brad wouldn't click on Herb.
Oh, what's the area?
Whoever is in charge.
Russ Cutler.
I told you we should call 24-hour fitness.
Yeah, keep calling 24-hour fitnesses. They're okay. All gems.
Here, get Russ on. Russ, here. Look, I'm trying to add him now. Whoever's in charge, add my buddy.
Russ Cutler?
I don't see it.
Call that. I'll do myself.
What's the number?
It's in the chat. I'll just do it.
Oh, okay. The 616.
We'll do it live.
Fuck it. Fuck it.
Oh, I saw Carlito smirk the first time we made him. You know,
it's just a voicemail. Unless they pick up, but listen to the voicemail. This was some number Brad dialed earlier. I just took it.
I gotta go to bed.
I'll take you.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
PhoneWinners.com.
Not available. At the time, please record your message. When you have finished recording,
you had nothing to do with that.
And absolutely not.
That's great.
Why won't anybody add my buddy Rook when I try to drag
Russ
him?
Cutler is because he's a hacker. He's a deviant.
He's not. Do you know him in real life or something? Is why you're talking so much shit.
Yeah, Russ.
Come on.
Russ Cutler, he banned me on a forum that I went to.
Oh, Jesus. Hey, Rob, put my buddy Russ on. Let him in.
Don't. He bans people on forums. He banned me. On the Mac.
If Riverton Fitness were not able to come to the phone, please leave your number and a short message. We'll assassinate.
That's weird.
What did you say? We'll assassinate you?
Yeah, it sounded like it. Or like, and then like it like went off. Like that's it was the weirdest part of it.
Please leave your name and number. She's gonna assassinate whoever leaves her name and number. Is that what Russ Cutler does?
It's not Cutler. Like, and I don't know if I need to keep saying his real fucking name. It's not. He's not a phone dude at all.
For the love of God and all that is holy, my Dionysus!
Dionysus, or whatever, on Tiny Chat says he's got proof. He says he saw him ban people.
You have a new need.
Fuck you.
Their name is Cocktail Radio. They're interested in sales. Please press 1 to be connected with this specific.
You gotta ask yourself, do I feel lucky? Well, do ya, punk?
The sound of phone ringing.
Yes.
Yeah, I was trying to make it funner.
Sorry, I'll add to it in a second.
Hello.
What's up, Roger? Russ?
Am I on?
Hey, yeah. Russ Cutler, why'd you ban me?
I never banned anybody.
Yeah, you did, dude, the car chat.
Dude, come on, what the fuck's a car chat?
On car chat, that forum back 3 years ago, you banned me. Here's what I have to say to you.
Good one.
Here, I'll give you one too.
I wish I banned you. Jesus Christ.
Come on, Russ.
Russ is.
The thing is, he doesn't even know. Because I know he's just busting balls, but I never banned anyone from a foreign in my life.
You're
a
bastard, man.
Bastard.
You're nice guy.
Regulate, would it make you feel better if I banned Russ?
Right now? Yeah, everyone should ban me.
It might.
Just right now, if I just kicked him out. If I just kick banned him right now.
It would be karma, that's for sure.
Oh.
But I don't know. I would feel too bad because he might prove that have you evolved since then, Russ Cutler?
Yeah, I'm a very highly evolved person.
Do you stand upright under unlike that guy we just called at the gym?
Hello. Do I stand upright unlike
Oh, there's nothing like drinking like
is that black
10
guy
beers
gay?
In like a 2-hour period and then leaning over like to get more beers out the fridge and like feeling it rush up so you almost yak it all out.
Oh, God.
But the problem then is that you fall and hit you on the floor and don't get another beer.
Did Russ Cutler get kicked?
You sick little monkey!
No, I'm still here. My name's Russell Rudder. I don't know why you're calling me Cutler.
I thought somebody kicked you, but I was just wasn't sure.
I'm in on the gig. I understand it's a prank show.
All right, well, now you have to prove it, and you have to do a prank, and then we'll have to This is the initiation.
This is a phone show, asshole.
You have to go through the initiation. You have to now do a live prank call.
With a fork in your ass.
Yeah. You ready?
Stop saying
that. I'm going to be sticking his ass.
With more than 400 locations, open up to 24
hours. This is Russ Cutler's call.
State-of-the-art equipment and more than 3,000 certified personal trainers on staff. We've cleared a path straight to your fitness goals. It's
brought to you by Carl's Jr.
Your turn. If you know your party's extension, you may dial it at any time.
Dial the extension, Russ.
Press 1. For club address and direction,
you're fired, Russ.
Press 2. For the club operating
code. That's
it. I do.
All right, this is it, Russ. This is now or never.
Oh, you have Russ. I'll do it if you
don't. Just rattle this fucking spook, Russ.
Oh, is this the
I don't know.
Oh, Matt, now you got me.
I need to call 24 Fitness.
Hey, you know God even hates Snickers? You know God hates Snickers.
Oh, come on. Wow. You're just going to be racist on our show?
Oh, man, he's going to have to go to timeout.
Yeah. We don't tolerate racism here.
Matt, he's the only one allowed to be racist on the show.
This is the after show, though.
But that's hypocrisy because you banned me from Car Talk because you said I said racist things.
Who the fuck is Car Talk?
He doesn't own a car. He doesn't drive, dude.
Yeah, I'm a non-driving motherfucker. Well, I got a learner's permit and I'm 30.
Maybe someone's been in their mom's basement too long.
Yeah.
Penis. Mad Hat. Even Carlito thinks you're a penis.
What?
You got a tiny chat.
The problem is.
Your call is very important to us. Please hold while we transfer your call.
It's 303.
Hey.
Welcome. Your call is being answered by an automated attendant. If you know the extension of the party you are trying to reach, dial it now. To
Wait
use
a
our
Why
automated directory, press 2. If you would like to speak with an operator, press 0. Thank you for calling. Please
Carly,
stay on the line while your call is transferred to the operator.
Why do
Carly,
you say I was a penis?
Call.com. For our product description, please visit us online at www.
It's probably just because somebody put Tiny Chet on and he can't see the screen enough to try to change it to Skype.
Please note, your call may be monitored or recorded for quality and training purposes.
Carlito, I demand you call in right now.
Thank you for calling.
You can't figure it out.
Hello, ma'am.
Speak up.
Hello, ma'am. No, you timed it out.
Oh, we had that, too.
It's so weird. Like all the Skype boxes are glowing like at like the wrong times. Like
and in the wrong place.
And Rob lights up. Yeah. It's like
you too? I thought it was just me.
No.
I'm over here trying to close other programs and processes, trying to free up processor speed.
I have, yeah. Exactly. No, something's acting up, dude.
I think
someone is running like a gal.
Russ Cutler's hacking our
fucking
shit, man.
Fucking Russ. You can't trust that guy.
Yeah, I'm very smart on the computer.
He likes to be known as the Runk.
So Madhouse Carlito just said, I'm not on tonight. he capitalized the on tonight.
I see that.
Oh, yeah. I like how you did it. I got it.
Carlito. Your call is very important to us. Please hold while we transfer your call.
Bullshit.
Welcome. Your call is being answered by an automated attendant. If you know the extension of the party you are trying to reach, dial it now. Please stay on the line while your call is transferred to the operator.
Thank you for calling upaypercall.com. For our product description, please visit us online.
The mops are faster.
I hope you're happy, Russ Cutler.
Alright, let's call the mop people.
I'm ecstatic.
Yeah. give us a Hitler rhyme.
Who keeps calling me Cutler? Who is that?
That's your name. Regulate. Your name is Cutler.
Regulate.
He's Asian. That's what it says in the R.
It says Russ Cutler right there.
Oh, I'm so bored. I think I'm going to bed.
Yeah, me too.
Good. Who needs you? Either of you.
Later.
I'd stay on, but Russ Cutler is ruining my night.
Yeah. You're a wonderful guy. I don't know what to say. I don't know you. I ain't going to just start ripping, saying stupid shit.
Yeah, I know.
Well, I don't know you.
He's drinking a whole beer, I think. I think he's busting your balls because that's big for him.
Peace.
See him, RTH. I almost forgot your name.
Oh, I thought he was hosting.
Smoke weed every day.
Russ,
I'm the version of that. Just drink beer every day.
I just want to be unbanned.
No call is very.
You just want to be unbanned.
Very, very, very. Oh wow.
Where's that coming from?
Stop it.
Fucking busy call.
It's not me.
Not me.
Not hey, Brad. No. Baby chat looks like.
They're really up again,
if it was a girl. Do you guys agree?
I think I got rid of it.
What's up?
Yeah. Look at
not
tiny,
tiny
not
shit.
Brad. If that was a girl, that would be like the hottest girl.
What?
Look at the tiny jack, not Brad. You'd be a hot girl, not Brad. Russ Cutler probably agrees.
Yeah, I completely agree. What are you talking about?
Stupid
yeah,
Russ.
I'd be a sexy girl.
What's oh, that's
bring that.
Matt Carlito's checking you out.
Oh, checking me out?
What?
Oh, Carlito's on? What's up, buddy?
What the? He's been on all night.
Call us, Carlito.
Yeah.
He's just,
like, mocking us in the chat there.
What a jerk.
You know what? Fuck Carlito. Like, let's get Rappy to call.
I hate Carlito.
Let's get Rappy. Rappy's way cooler.
I used to think Carlito was cool, but then he just, like, he refused to call in. He's like, he has to get paid, and since we're not paying him tonight, he's not going to come in.
And then his appendix burst.
That's what he gets.
No, I've had that happen, man. That's no fun.
Dude, you're an old-ass man. Everything's happened to you.
Yeah, but I was like 13 at the time.
Damn. Did they give you, like, all sorts of drugs and shit?
Yeah, he's falling out of
how
the chair.
How big was that cock that was going in you to burst your appendix?
I think Carlito's dying right now.
Should we call 911, Carlito?
That would
Carlito,
be
get up.
Yeah. I do that at stoplights, right? I see. I make sure there's an old person beside me. Then I, like, clench my chest and, you know, slam myself into the steering column.
That's awesome.
Then I raise back up quickly and I see them with the most shocked look on their faces. It's great.
When we come down to the next Nerdapalooza, we're going to have a ball with you.
Okay, guys, I'm going to bed. Good night, everyone.
Oh, wait, no, just stay 5 more minutes. Something cool is going
to
happen.
Work in the morning.
Works for squares, you bitch.
Fuck him, let's call somebody.
You should just drink all day like Matt.
If we do one more call, I'll stay.
Oh, God. Oh, call the mob place again.
Oh, Madhouse.
Carlito's flashing drug paraphernalia.
Oh, boy. Sometimes the trunks do get busy, and that's why it busied out that last time.
If we call a 24-hour fitness, I'll stay on for one more call.
Okay, here goes.
All right.
Call that same mean
thank
fucker.
You for calling 24 Hour Fitness.
I don't remember his area.
With more than 400 locations, open up to 24 hours.
Can I get this one? Can we get this one?
I
haven't gotten one yet tonight. Everyone shut up.
Yeah.
It's all you, Gregory.
Thank you for calling 24 Hour Fitness at Lanas. Martha speaking. How may I help you?
Oh, hey, Martha?
Yes?
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought I knew somebody because I have a friend whose name is similar to Martha, but I thought it was you for a second, but
no.
So, what's going on right there over there? You guys are open, right?
Yeah, we are.
What's going on in there?
Nothing. People were out.
Oh, okay, because I was thinking about coming in and lifting some things up and down, you know, like I'm thinking of starting like a weight, putting on muscles regimen, because my sister can be like, she always hits me and stuff, and so I'm gonna try to put on some muscles and try to get some girls and stuff. So I was wondering if what would be the best time to come in.
So are you trying to get membership with us, or?
No, I just want to come in. And are there girls who go there? I'm kind of nervous. I'm sorry.
Yeah, there's a lot.
Because I don't know if I'd feel safe, or I would feel like self-conscious if I was working out in front of other girls.
No, well, at this hour, it's not a whole lot of girls. It's mostly guys.
Okay. Are you of mixed race?
No.
Okay. So I guess I'll just have to come in a few minutes. Well, I'm located about a half hour away.
Okay.
I'm sorry. The reason I asked if you're a mixed race is because that's like girls like that intimidate me for some reason. And I, you sound.
Are you some Mrs. Martha?
Mm-hmm.
Who's that? Hello?
Hello?
Who was that?
Who was what?
That voice just came on. What was that?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, that was weird. What's that? Did you hear that?
I don't know. It must be something with the signal.
Oh, okay. That's weird. So, yeah, I'm going to come in. All right, I'm going to finally do this. I'm just going to come in and do some weights and stuff. Will you be my personal trainer? Is that how it works?
Nope.
How do you do it?
I will be gone by that time, so sorry.
Oh, when are you there till?
Till a certain time.
What time? Till when? Because I just want to make sure, because I might be coming in soon.
When do you get off work?
That information I only know. I'm not going to give that to you.
Well, honey, can you just tell me, honey?
Nope.
I just want to know, because usually ladies don't work by themselves, right? Isn't that?
Well, I'm not by myself, but thanks for the concern.
So, are you saying that you wouldn't be there? So, if you're there, let's just say you're there. You're not going to, like, because I talked to you on the phone, so I know you, to introduce myself to you. So, I could talk to you. I could say, I know the mixed race girl. She helped me on the phone. And is there a membership code or something? Ma'am? Hello, sir? Sir? Hello, sir?
She's gone.
Oh, man.
They got creepy towards the end, dude.
Dude, it sounded like that was good.
You have issues, Gregulate.
Yeah.
Let's call her back.
We're concerned.
Gregulate, I was digging it. I'm shitting right now, but I was digging it. making me shit more bile out.
Thank you for calling 24-Hour Fitness.
Ask her what kind of car she drives.
Oh, this is for you,
Gregulate. Let me talk. I'm going to get something funny.
Okay.
Zyklon, swear to God.
Thank you for calling 24-Hour Fitness on Potrero Hill.
Hi, who is this?
Regine.
Oh, Regine, hey, I saw you on Facebook. You had the nice ass with the shitty tits.
Excuse me?
Yeah, I saw your picture on Facebook. You had the nice ass and the shitty tits. How much does it cost per hour to fuck you in the ass?
You should have asked if she was mixed
Hello?
Race.
No.
That was pretty good. Cut. That was pretty good. I think Carlito's getting ready to call in. He's like getting all riled up. Look at him over there.
Hopefully I'll see
call
the
call. Call in, guy.
It was very funny.
Carlito, you should do an impromptu show on your feed right now.
Yeah, do it, Carlito, because I'm sure...
We'll pay you half salary or something.
Yeah.
We'll give you, like, $5 bucks.
What's the salary that you have to pay him, RBCP?
I'm not allowed to.
$5 bucks.
with more than 400 locations open.
Hey, Carlito.
I got some of my vile shit on my finger, and I don't even care.
Oh, hold on. I got an idea.
Thank you for calling 24-Hour Fitness on Market. This is Mo. How can I help you?
Hey, I got a really quick question. I was just in there earlier today, and I left a vial of my feces in the bathroom on the ground. It's in a vial. Has anybody come and claimed it? Because I need it really. Oh, God.
That could have been a legit one.
Yeah. There's
call her back. Call her back.
That, okay. That guy sounded like he was gay. Ask him if he's gay.
Thank you for calling 24-Hour Fitness.
Goddamn gays. They're not even real people, are they?
I think they are.
She don't want nothing to do with your tube.
Matt, did Matt go offline?
No, I'm right here.
Matt needs to do one. Matt needs to do one.
He's just pooping.
Yeah, Matt, I don't want to hear you do. Talk about your ankle.
I think we have a guest.
Is Madhouse connected to the conversation?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Hey, what's up, Carlito?
Hey, Matthew.
Carlito, how would you rate our show tonight?
Epic. It's pretty nuts. It's good.
Epic.
Yeah, 8.0.
Epic 8.7. 8.7, that's awesome. That's like an earthquake that'd kill a bunch of fuckers.
So it's like average?
The ring.
The average is 5.
It would probably be like a higher score if Russ Cutler wasn't here.
It's runner.
So now that we got Carlito, let's get him to make a prank call.
Yeah, that's what killed it. Yeah.
Thanks a lot, Carlito.
It brings it down to letter grade.
Ain't nobody going to answer that.
I told you that.
Sorry, guys.
What's with the ringing here? Who are you trying to get?
That's a 24-Hour Fitness.
Oh, they fuck it. We're not bigging up anymore.
Well, no, it's a different one, I think.
I think
maybe they're not open, and that's why they're not answering.
But it's Fred, 24 hours.
24 hours. Well,
that goes against the name.
Except weekends.
Another one.
Thank you for calling 24-Hour Fitness.
Oh, with Carlito wants one. Give this to Carlito, guys.
Yeah, yeah, Carlito.
Carlito.
Hi, thanks for calling 24-Hour Fitness in the marina. This is Ashley. How may I help you?
Hey, big girl, how you doing? This is Cross. I was wondering, if I wanted to get a new membership, can I do that at this time of night, or would it have to be during the day that I set it up?
Yeah, during the day, the membership council leaves at 9. So anytime before that, like 10 a.m. till 9 p.m., you could come in.
Well, could you answer some quick questions for me then?
Yeah, possibly.
Do you have shower and changing facilities there, and they're clean?
Yep, yeah.
All right. Individual showers, or is it like communal shower?
Communal. Yeah.
So then I stand there and the other people, you know, they'll see my penis, right?
Yep. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Have there ever been any reports? Is there a problem with staying in the shower for a long period of time in one of those plastic chairs? Just sit down in the shower? There's no problem with that?
No, not that I know of.
I got kicked out. I spent about 8 hours in a gym shower once, and they came and they arrested me after a while. They had some stupid rule that you couldn't sit there and watch people for a while.
Oh, for sure. I don't know. It might be kind of weird, possibly.
Did the women shower with the men? This is communal and all that?
No, it's separate. And the women's they're separate. The guys are the only ones that are communal.
Women's with women and men with men.
Yep.
You know, the Quran talks about that.
No. What was that?
The problems with this world is when they let these fucking women start voting and shit, you know what I mean? I don't know where women started getting the right to vote and drive.
Yeah, for sure, right?
Definitely.
I know.
So what do you do there?
I work at the front desk.
Do you work out at all?
Yes.
You do?
Yep.
So it means you got small tits, right? Because you've got big muscles.
Nope.
Any the other muscles, questions?
The breast tissue name? Gets the breast tissue you? Gets flattened out. This is Cross. I work out.
I work out. Awesome.
Do you put a towel? Shut up.
There's a member here that I have to assist him. I'm sorry. I cannot talk to you any longer.
Is Mr. Horse there?
What? Wait, what did you say?
Do you put a towel down on the bench when you work out?
Nice talking to you. Goodbye.
You put a towel on the bench. Can I smell it after? That's all.
Oh, my God. That was awesome. I was laughing so hard.
When do you think she picked up on it? Like
sitting in the chair.
Mr. Horse.
Just watching.
I just thought to throw Mr. Horse
you
and
know,
throw her off.
You know what Mr. Horse says? He says, "No, sir, I don't like it."
No, sir, I don't like it.
Oh, my God. Now I remember him.
Yeah. Well, Mr. Horse is doing his duties.
Yeah.
I think I've heard of Mr. Horse. Is he like in some porno movie?
He's got his big floppy cock all over that shit.
Carlito has actually got kicked down sitting down and watching people at the gym.
No, ask if there's like cameras in the women's room so you can watch from the men's room.
Thanks for calling 24 Hour Fitness at North Point. This is Ryan.
Hey, Ryan.
Yeah, do you have drills there that I could borrow to drill a hole into the wall of the shower? Or do I bring my own? Hello, ma'am.
We hear sounds in the background.
like the hello, ma'am, or the hello, sir. When it's inaccurate, like always.
Thank you for calling
24
Hour Fitness.
I'm sorry,
like I almost like pull out laugh.
Okay, let me do this, ma'am.
Yeah, you do that.
This is the same one.
I apologize. I walked over that.
Thanks for calling 24 Hour Fitness at North Point. This is Ryan.
Hey, yeah, I was calling about your facility. So just me becoming a member. Do you have shower and training facilities on site?
Excuse me?
Do you have shower and changing facilities on site?
We do.
Are they communal showers or are they individual ones?
They are individual stalls.
Oh, okay, because I was interested in becoming a member, but seeing the individual stalls, I'm kind of concerned that, like, another man might come up behind me and want to rape me in there. Do you allow gays in your facility?
That's not funny, bro. Good night.
You must be gay, then.
Bro.
That's not funny, bro. Half our business is gays working out. Who else, okay, what other guy cares about how they... Bra.
Call back, ask me if it's the gay church you're calling.
Yeah.
This is the gay church.
You can get drunk.
Am I on here still?
Thank you.
No, you're not here.
With more than 400 locations, open up.
We'd never hang up on you, Russ Cutler.
This 24 Hour Fitness is like Save the After Show.
Who's on this?
Nobody.
Russ. Just stop it. Do your shit.
Alright.
Tell me you're the gay church.
Do I have to hit a number?
Yeah.
No.
You have to hit #69.
Alright, you goof.
You guys, you've had problems ever since that car forum.
Yeah.
You gotta unban me, dude.
You're not banned anymore. We can have a delightful conversation tomorrow.
Really?
Yeah, be professional.
Okay.
Quack you later! Is this thing going to answer?
No.
No.
It's because Ross Cutler is trying to call.
He moved away from... Yeah.
Do they have cafes?
Legend, yeah, you started, like, typing something. And, like,
okay, I gotta go, guys. Good night.
No, wait, we got another call for you.
No, I gotta go to bed.
No, just five more minutes.
Why do you have to go to bed?
I have to be into work at 8 the fuck a.m.
What time is it there right now?
I have a job, and it's 1:48 a.m. right now on the East Coast.
Oh, you're a sissy, dude.
So, Greg, where do you live, Greg?
You know, in England, the night's already over. so you shouldn't be complaining.
God damn. Yeah. Carlito,
Greg, are you in your shorts?
He doesn't have a job. Who's saying that?
Greg, are you in your shorts?
Who's talking?
That's Ross Cutler.
It's Cutler.
With more than 400 locations, open up to...
Greg, are your shorts nice?
Cutler, I swear to God, man. Not cool.
It's rad.
Okay.
24 Hour Fitness. Hello?
Hey, what's up, man? Do you guys got treadmills there?
Yes, we do.
I'm sorry. I understand it was a kind of a silly question. Am I allowed to wear a dress shirt when I work out?
No, you don't.
I don't have to?
Wait, what's the question?
No, but the last gym I went to, for some reason, I had to wear a polo shirt. It was very silly.
No, you don't have to wear a polo shirt, as long as you're wearing something.
Okay, yeah, I'll definitely wear shorts. I'm not a weirdo. Do you guys got a cafe there? I'm just not too familiar with the gym. Is there a cafe?
No, this is an active gym. We don't have a cafe in here.
Oh, I respect the fact that it's active. No chamomile tea.
I know.
Okay, because it's very relaxing. Do you have massages? Because I'd like to be relaxed.
No, it's an active gym. We don't have massages or a cafe in here.
What is
that? That's
it, like
an ultra gym.
Is it? It's just like kind of like the Y.
What's that?
Is it kind of like the YMCA?
I don't know what a YMCA looked like. I've never been to one.
You never heard the song YMCA? You don't like that song?
No. Is there anything else I can help you?
Well, don't fucking cut me off, jerk. I get pissed off real easy. If you ever say another fucking word, right. I'll cut
you. All right, I think we're done here.
I'll bring your neck. Bring your neck.
That was good, Roy. That was good.
Roy.
Roy Cutter for the win.
Yeah, I'll cut you, Doug. I'll cut you, Doug. Doug. I'll put the pistol to you, Doug. Doug, you ain't
no soul,
Doug. Doug.
Somebody's having a problem over there.
Yeah.
Who's that? We got an MC in the house. Who's MCing?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I was just imitating Randy Dandy.
Yeah, that was a pretty good job. But
all right, see you guys. Carlito, I'm going to be listening on Thursday.
Regulate. You fucking suck.
Good.
I expect. Thank you.
Like, dude, okay, really?
See you guys.
Like, you can, like, oh.
Regulate, hold on.
Like, you're like, it's so funny. Like, you're not going to go to bed and listen to this and, like, call back in. You just,
no, I'm
going to
listen.
So
I'm going to be listening to you guys
and,
after I hang up.
And you're going to be like, well, all we're going to do is talk shit about you.
What the fuck is up with Fractal in the chat right now? What's going on with him?
In what chat?
Not in the chat. I mean, I'm in
Skype.
149? What's that mean?
Okay, bye.
No, wait, hold on.
Great. Yeah, I guess I'll take it.
What's
it, Brad? What's he doing there, too?
How
you doing?
I think he hung up, Abby.
Yeah, he did, but like when it was quiet, like fuck it.
Dude, you're echoing like a motherfucker.
He's crazily.
Mm-hmm. Oh wait, is it me echoing?
There's nothing on my end.
It sounds better now.
Yeah, it's better
because
now.
Brad's like listening to me. Like, or
do any of you guys watch Workaholics?
No.
Nope.
All right. Guess I'm starting conversations well. B
Carlito,
rad is rad.
Carlito left Orlando a little bit too early.
Thank you for calling 24 Hour Fitness. With more than 400 locations.
Who has this before you die?
State-of-the-art equipment and more
Brad
than 3,000 personal trainers on staff. We've cleared a path straight to your fitness goals. It's time to get results on your terms.
My goodness.
If you know your heart is expanding, you may dial
in
at any time. For new membership information, press 1. For
fucking goddamn spooks.
Tell them you're going to turn their place into a parking lot.
Sabotage Super Sport, this is Deanna. Can I help you?
Hello, Deanna. Hello, Deanna. Deanna.
Wow.
Deanna. Jeez.
Wow. just hung right up.
Thank you for calling 24 Hour Fitness. With more than 400 locations. Open up.
Are we not building good rapport with them?
Sanitas Super Sport, this is Deanna. Can I help you?
Deanna.
Hello.
Hello, can you hear me?
I can. Who's this?
This is Roy.
Hi, Roy.
I'm a member, but I'm a little bit expired here. My card's a little, you know, I didn't pay the dues last night, but I got to really work out, all right? Do you think you can just meet me at the door and just kind of like wave me in?
No.
It's only expired for like 3 days.
Okay, let me look up your number, and I'll let you know if you can come in.
My number is
Roy.
What's
your phone number?
But anyway, can I have the back running board? You know, is that a dog in there?
Okay, goodbye, sir.
Wait.
Oh, fuck.
They had, apparently they've been talked to before.
Could we call it Denny's? That would be
no,
fun.
Call it back. I got one. I think
I got one.
Oh, it's not going to work the same. I love
Thank
Brad.
You for calling
24
Hour Fitness.
Not talking.
With more than 400
doing
locations, open up to 24 hours.
You're the king, buddy.
And more than 3,000
Oh, is that breaking news? Brad Carter is the coolest. Breaking news. Do it.
Yeah,
breaking. Gonna be a fuck job to edit.
I'm not putting this thing up.
It's time for
Mom. Super Sport.
Hey. Yes. Do you have personal trainers? Hello.
We do.
Yeah. I mean, do you have personal trainers?
So I can Sir, personal, you keep calling email? Back. I would like to know the reason why you keep calling.
We want to cut
want
your
a personal
tits
trainer.
Off.
To do something more personal, you know what I mean? Teach you some moves, work on the stamina.
Jesus Christ.
Run.
What?
No actual threats.
No threats of violence or gore.
Okay? I know this is your first time. You don't actually...
Seriously,
you can do what I do, just talk about sex.
Yeah, man, that was
yeah
fun.
Like, you can talk creepy, but just no, like, straight
well,
up
well,
yeah,
I wouldn't really do it, but...
And don't say anything racist.
But still.
The racist thing, that's something
my
dad says when he's at bars.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like...
I mean,
like, just,
I don't...
Yeah,
I,
don't
I
make deliberate...
Music.
Don't make deliberate threats.
Okay, well, no, I mean, I seriously apologize, everyone. I'm just new to this. I didn't know the rules and shit. I
we
thought
don't have any rules.
Now we're going to lose our fucking FCC license, you asshole. Can you connect me to them, please?
There's a list of rules. Don't for
calling
24
Hour
fucking
with
Russell
more
Cutler.
Than 400 locations.
Was that at least funny?
It's rule. It's rule 34.
That was funny. It was funny.
It was very funny.
Yeah, it's rule 34 on 4chan.
Why don't you make
no
a list?
Thank you for holding. This is Eric. How can I help you?
Hey, Big Eric, how you doing? Listen, over there with the towels, do you guys manage them yourselves or bring my own towel? Do you have a system of towels there?
The towels, a small towel is $3.25 and a large towel is $7. So yeah, you can have to buy a towel.
Oh!
Yeah, if you want to bring your own towel, that's fine.
Oh, well, I like to go around and take the towels, and I swing them around, and I ring them up in my mouth, and I go, you know?
Can I buy the used towels?
Yeah.
You got them used by the brats.
I'll give you
like
14.
The young, no. 14-year-old brats? Awesome. Why are they working out? They should only be sucking cock.
Are you there, David?
That should be their only exercise.
David, genius. I want my shoes shined.
His name's not David. Have you ever cut a woman's tits off?
I've I've seen David. Like, I was in there the other day, and that's why we're fucking with him. Because he was really, really rude with me. He got real rude for no reason.
Have you ever had the taste of human flesh?
But he's like, he's yeah, and this is what he gets for being rude. Like, we're gonna like fucking come in there and fuck with
400 locations open up to 24 hours, state of the art equipment, and more than 3,000 certified personal trainers
David,
on staff.
Yeah,
get us a number. Get us a real person.
It's time to get results on your terms. If you know your party's
I got a boner.
Awesome.
I don't have one. I'm just a poser.
Hey, Dan, I've got it. Super Sport, how can I help you?
Man, do you have anything in your eyeballs? Because I can't find my eyeballs. What's wrong with your eyeballs? What the fuck?
In the hell?
Hey, Matt.
Yeah.
I just had a quick question before I went to bed. Have you ever cut a woman's tits off? Because you never answered that.
I cut a fat girl's leg really deep one time.
I watched someone else cut their tits off.
Were you drunk at the time?
Well, I'm like mostly always drunk, but I had like carved like a logo in my leg, and she was like, "That's me."
Ask him if he could go work out while you're drunk.
Oh, Hillock, you got this, dude.
Thanks for calling 24-Hour Fitness. This is Tom. How can I help you?
Hey, genius. Shit's falling apart tonight. But, like, I want to, like, turn the leaf over. And, like, is it okay to, like, work out there when I'm drinking if I, like, give you monies? And, like, get on fucking board with you? You know? Are you there? Hey. Genius.
David.
I'm coming from the bar. Hey.
Down, asshole.
What are you? You're putting a fucking rod on the phone? Because you can't handle it? What a fucking cunt.
Call him back.
He's still on.
I can't believe how many of these motherfuckers answer the phone.
They have to. It's their fucking stupid job.
Where's this located mostly?
They're like wherever is the point.
Jim.
Like, they're still on. I can still hear it squirreling away.
Open up to 24 hours.
They're 24.
I got one. Let me try this next one.
Okay.
I got the next one. I got an idea.
Matt's so angry.
Not this one.
You can hear people working out, like, in the background of the other one. It's still online. That's just somebody beating up their keyboard.
Boring.
They probably have caller ID. As soon as they see this number, they're like, don't pick up.
Dude, I fucking... Yeah, it comes up. Fucking phone losers.
Do them off.
Call it Denny's. I want a grand slam breakfast.
Okay, I'll call Denny's right now. With more than 400
locations. Get right on that. Twenty-four Hour Fitness. It's Joe. How can I help you?
Hey, I got a question. I'm feeling pretty lonely, and while I'm working on the riding the exercise bike, can I get my girlfriend to give me a blowjob? Suck my dick.
Why is that so funny to me?
Okay.
Hello.
Hello, ma'am.
Yeah, hello.
Did you need something?
Oh, I need you bad.
Yeah.
Right now, sweet.
No, not. It was a long wait, and like I
yes,
called a buddy on three-way, and he's
hello?
Drunk
hello.
And stupid.
Yeah, what's going on
yeah,
on the phone?
Calling about shut working up.
You know? I have no idea. Hello?
I want to know about the gym.
I can't hear you.
I want to know about the gym. What do I gotta eat my phone, you stupid cunt? I want to know about the gym.
Call the gym.
Call the gym.
You call Denny's. God damn it.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to call Denny's.
Yeah, let run.
Call Denny's and order something to be delivered to IHOP.
I was supposed to talk to the gym. God damn it.
Call the gym. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to bring up Denny's like an idiot.
I don't want the gym. No.
Is this?
I think the Denny's.
You ruined it.
Piece of shit.
Huh? Brad, what is this? You got to say what this is.
It's a Denny's.
Okay, we're on.
Thank you for calling Denny's.
Hey, Denny's tastes so good. I think I'm going to have a party at 15. Is there any way I can do call-ahead seating?
Nope, you cannot.
Oh, okay, but I just wanted to, like, warn you so all the cooks and all that know that, like, a group of 15's coming. Was that at least polite of me?
So that all the cooks know?
Yeah, I mean, I just think, like, you know, that they work hard. They don't get paid the best wage. I just thought it would be polite if I told them 15 people are coming so everyone's prepared.
Okay, I'll let them know that you're coming.
Okay, and is it okay if we bring, like, I mean, we got a few senior citizens. Is that okay? And I get a little upset about it. My grandma's not doing too well. She's like...
No, they cannot come in. Children.
Excuse me?
Everybody can come in.
Everyone's welcome. I mean, Denny's used to hate black people. My grandma's black. I know
I'm
I don't
sorry.
Sound black. My grandma's black.
Sir.
Sir, I'm too young to be a sir.
Everybody's welcome. Everybody is welcome.
You're welcome, bitch. You're welcome. You're welcome, Matt, and I'm stomping on you.
Are you done?
No, I'm not done.
All right. Thank
am
you
I
so
flat
much for calling.
I'm
have,
still
a great
breathing,
night.
You
have a great night.
Smoke weed
every day.
Can I take one, Dennis, please? Can you call that Dennis back?
All right, I'll call him.
Madhouse analyst.
Hold on, I gotta try and wake.
Call back and pretend to be a black guy and say you had shitty service.
Don't
you're black.
Hey, Locke, did I shit the bed on that?
Hey, Fractal just moved. I just woke
no.
him up.
It was good.
Right,
it made me laugh.
I don't know. I thought I was pissing her off.
Hi, Fractal.
It sucked. I didn't like it.
Thank you very much. Can I rub your head?
Yeah.
Okay, here
one done.
Here goes a Denny's.
This is a horrible land of hatred.
God damn, my balls are cheesy.
I'll nuzzle right up to him.
Good evening. Thank you for calling Denny's on Trop and Eastern. This is Darlene. Will this be a to-go order?
Yeah, I'm calling. I was calling before. I'm with that party of 15. I might be coming in. I have some special dietary needs, though. Is it all right if I were to bring in a cooler with my own drink? Would that be a violation of policy?
Yeah, that'd be fine. I didn't have any idea about a party of 15, though.
No, yeah, we already called to make a reservation for a party of 15, and I'm part of that. But I have special dietary needs. I only drink mother's milk.
Okay,
mother's milk.
I don't
milk
have
is...
any reservation here, so... I mean,
well,
I had no idea.
Someone made a big damn mistake, I think.
Okay.
Did Mother leave her milk there for me?
What's that, sir?
Did Mother leave milk for me? Did
Hello?
Mother, did Mother leave her milk for me, please?
Did Mother leave milk for you? No, I don't think so.
Her special milk from her breasts.
Nope. Okay, I gotta go now.
Are there any pregnant women there?
Wrong. Mute when there's a call.
I was seriously expecting you to say like 40s.
He got ruined.
I'm seriously expecting you to say like he had to bring in a like, whole bunch of 40s.
Yeah.
Was I laughing too much a lot?
But yes. Like, yes, you're the only. Okay. Everybody else is stone silent. Just
mute. It wasn't even that
cute when there's a call going.
I'll mute during the calls.
God, I smell so.
When you ain't talking,
let me talk this.
What
time.
Is this?
It's better if it's.
Thank you, Colin Dennison, Crane. If I this is Noel, can help you.
Yes, my name's Jim Jones, and I was with the party of 15. I had two other people that were rather rude and called. I actually do have some special needs for the party of 15. Is it okay if I bring in a cooler full of 40s?
Yeah.
Okay, and some of the people may drink and get a bit rowdy because, there's a couple black people, and that's how they are. Is that you okay with that?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
And
who's this?
Say again?
Who's this?
This is Jim Jones.
Who?
Jim Jones.
Jim Jones?
Yes.
All right, Jim Jones. How are you tonight?
Leader of the People's Temple.
What?
Senor.
Good morning. This is Charles Rick here. Speak today with Breathing Water.
What was that?
Hello?
What was that you said? What was that comment you said?
Me?
Huh? Hello? Can
Jim
I help you?
Jim Jones is the leader of the People's Temple. Yeah. Hi, Jim Jones. How you doing?
I'm fine. How are you, sir?
Oh, I'm just fantastic. We had, like, a lot of people coming in. Like, we were trying to, like, book. Like, I know you can't, like, officially book it, but, like, we're trying to get, like, to where we can get a couple tables put together to get 15 in.
When, sir?
Well, maybe 45 minutes.
We're currently closed at the moment. You would have to call another store.
You are a fucking horrible goddamn cunt. Fuck you. In your stupid mouth. You should shove the phone down your throat, cunt.
Jesus.
Hillock, be nice.
What? The store wouldn't open. I didn't even know what that was. I was
store,
just trying
it was confusing. Why are people making two calls at once?
Because Brad is sitting there.
Does that confuse
like,
the shit
out of him? It's his show, and he's having fun.
I'm not judging.
I know him.
Quit judging me.
Like, I'm trying to learn.
He fucking, it cracks him up.
Quit.
Do this shit.
Quit judging me, Russ Cutler.
Scramble to try to
call
do
the gym.
It.
Hey, Brett, can you call the gym one last time for me, please? Because I'm about to pass out. I've been drinking too much.
Which gym? Any gym?
The 24-hour fitness place.
Oh, okay. I gotta go back and.
Well, there's a fucking 400 of them. If you listen at all to their recording
prank calls.
Nothing concerning sex. Damn it.
Why the sex ones have been all the best?
Yeah.
I talked about polos.
I hung up on him. Fuck that guy.
Thank God. Hello. Oh,
can I hear you? Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. Hello.
Oops.
Son of a bitch.
He was in Chicago too.
Yeah, I know. I thought it was one of the cats that was like calling in, and I was like, maybe I got a new friend. I saw the 312, and like ears perked up.
I think I came across John Forte. Forte's that's the dude again.
Let me get my dial pad ready.
Thank you for choosing 420 East Ohio Apartments, located in Streeterville in downtown Chicago.
That's not right.
420 Apartments.
You smoke weed every day. There.
Smoke weed every day.
I can't believe you get such a kick out of it.
I do. Like, it's funny. Like you don't know. Like, it was like fucking, it was Carlito's shit, and then like they started doing it out of here, and then like, and then it's so funny that Rappy started throwing it on them his shit.
The greatest mixtape ever.
I think Rappy was doing it before.
No,
us.
The second greatest.
Yeah.
Oh, he was doing it before.
Maybe. I don't know.
He's that. I am going to make out with him someday. Brad Carter.
Hopefully, Sudo's around to videotape it.
Oh, my God. Call the mop people, Brad. Let me see if they have a reaction.
The reaction is going to be putting us on hold.
Yeah. you sound like such a sad, desperate old man with real concern. It's so awesome. You're like, I have stains. Can I put the bleach right in the mop and that'll, like, what temperature is the boil at? Can I reach it? It's fucking funny as shit to me.
Okay, let's see here. What's going on here?
Hello, thank you for calling in to order the Shark Professional Sting Pock and Mop. I'm Cynthia, and who am I speaking with today?
Good morning, Cynthia. My name is Roy.
Hi, Roy.
Hi, I'm calling in for the mop doohickey.
Okay, and you're calling in to place an order, Roy?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and on the card that you're using today, Roy, is your name R-O-Y?
Yes, R-O-Y.
And is there a middle initial for your name on the card?
Well, could you describe what the mop does exactly?
Okay, did you see the infomercial, Roy?
I've seen a little bit of it. I see the number, that's why I'm calling.
Okay, well, it steam cleans hard surfaces. It allows you to clean chemical-free, which is an asset based on what all the other, cleaning any other way.
Yes, ma'am.
Basically with the harsh chemicals. So the steam pretty much cleans quicker and dries quicker.
Yes.
And it doesn't, like I said, leave the harsh chemicals in your floors.
Yes. Now, is it good for carpets?
Okay, we do have a carpet glider. A carpet glider, basically.
Okay, does it said it refreshes and deodorizes carpets.
Okay, what it does is remove any type of odors.
Exactly. That's exactly what I need for it. Now, this has a portable unit that, that's not on the mop, but if you do the purchase it today, it's on the video, that you could actually, use a portable for above floor cleaning.
That's correct. If you purchase the Shark Professional Stain Pocket Mop.
Okay, what I have here. Now, my dog got mixed up with a skunk. Now, he's inside the house. He's really odoring the place up. Do you think it'd be safe to use a portable steamer to get this skunk smell out of my dog?
Roy, are you serious?
I'm serious, ma'am. It smells badly.
Roy, this is not to be used on an animal or a pet.
Why?
Because it isn't. It's to be used for a surface.
But it is a surface.
A surface like a hardwood floor or a floor.
Ma'am,
not for an animal. That's animal abuse if you're thinking about using it on an animal.
No, it's not. It's a surface.
Okay, are you calling in to place an order?
Yes, I am. I'm trying to buy one. I need to do this to my dog. It smells.
Well, sir, I wouldn't recommend you doing that to a dog.
How long is the cord on this mop?
Okay, Roy, you've been calling here since Monday with this. You're an adult man. talking about steam cleaning an animal. That's abuse. That's abuse. You need to speak to a psychiatrist.
You guys ever call suicide or depression hotlines?
No.
No.
I would like to.
It's a little out of this shit.
I heard Carlito called an anger management hotline once.
Yep, I got arrested.
I think it's worth the effort.
Yeah,
he said he got arrested.
I need to call a psychiatrist.
That's awesome.
That was a good call, by the way.
Yeah. Hello, thank you for the order to shop professional steam pocket mop. My name is Janetta.
Hello, Janetta. How are you doing?
I'm just finding yourself today.
I'm doing great today.
Okay, well, let's pull up the special offer. May I have your zip or your postal code, please?
87743.
87743?
Yes, ma'am.
And for quality purposes, this call may be recorded. Again, my name is Janetta. May I have your first and your last name, please?
My first name is Roy.
Roy, R-O-Y?
Yes, ma'am.
Your last name?
My last name is Roy.
Your last name is Roy or your first name is Roy?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, your first and last name is Roy.
Yes, ma'am. Roy, Roy.
Roy, Roy, thank you. How are you? And that's R-O-Y, R-O-Y?
Yes, ma'am. What city am I from?
What city are you from?
Yeah.
That I would not know as of yet.
Well, it should be on your screen.
No, it doesn't show up yet. For quality purposes, or maybe record it. It won't show up until a little bit, still a little bit more information.
Okay. Go ahead with the information.
At that point. Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Can
All right.
you please tell me what interests you in our shark professional steam pocket mop?
Oh, the way it could be wielded as a weapon. It was, it could be wielded. It's very light, very agile, perfect weapon to fend off the zombie attack if it ever happens.
That's a good one. I've never. Okay.
And the steam just finishes them off. It's the perfect finishing move.
Okay. Well, do you currently own any Shark products?
Any Shark products?
Shark, F-A-J-R-K.
Oh, Shark products. Well, I've got this. Well, I'm not really supposed to have it. It's illegal in this country. I got it from Japan. It's ground up shark's fin.
Okay, now I'm talking about Shark product, the company that makes the item.
I only use it that when I need to get like sassy time with my wife. It's an aphrodisiac. You snort it like powder.
Okay,
yeah.
We're leading off the beaten path here.
I'm sorry. Well, you asked me about Shark products, and I answered you.
Okay. I was asking you about the Shark products and related to the steam mop. Do you own
any? Oh, no, ma'am. I've never had,
okay,
no.
Well, so that you know, Mr. Roy, today you're getting the all-new Shark Professional Steam Pocket Mop with three levels of steam control so you can clean and sanitize every floor in your home.
Excellent.
Only it's 5 payments, but on today's call, you'll get the mop for just 4 easy payments of $39.95 with free shipping and handling.
I am so lucky.
And as an added bonus, you're getting the Shark Portable Steamer for above floor cleaning with your order. Now, normally it's $99, but we'll include it with your order for free. And it's yours to keep just for trying the Steam Pocket Mop. So let's go ahead and get this out to you, okay?
Okay. All right.
All right. And again, confirm your name as Roy Roy, and you would like to order one, am I correct?
Well, I better have two, since it's a single hand weapon, I can actually wield two at once.
Okay. Well, you shouldn't be wheeling the steam mop around, because the hot water really actually can come back on you. Okay?
Well, that's what I'm going to use against the zombies.
Sir, are you serious?
I'm serious. They're out there now. They lurk in darkness. You'll find out shortly. Zombies are everywhere.
I'm going to verify your first and your last name is Roy, R-O-Y, last name Roy, R-O-Y.
Yes, ma'am. Ma'am, first of all, how long is the cord on this thing? Because I might be having,
25 feet.
25 feet? Okay.
The
I'm going to have to put extra outlets on the outside of my house in case I have to chase them off the ledge of the porch, you know?
Okay,
yeah.
So that's moving on, which credit card would you prefer to use?
Oh, today? I'm going to have Diners Club.
We don't take Diners Club. We take Master, Visa, American Express, or Discover.
Okay. It's going to be a Visa. Visa card.
Going to be a Visa card?
Yes, ma'am.
Card number, please.
Okay, the first digit is 4.
Yes.
On that cord of the thing, does it have a 3-prong or is it a 2-prong plug?
Let me check to see if I can answer that question for
okay.
you.
Okay, yeah, because I want to know if it can be grounded.
Give me a moment.
Okay.
I need you to hold for just one moment, please.
Oh, that's okay. No, just hang on the phone with me.
No, I will need for you to hold for a moment.
Please. No, I'm okay. Isn't the answer right there?
Okay, I'm going to check for you and look for this answer for you.
Okay.
I'm asking you to hold because I need okay. for you to hold just one moment.
All right, please. But I don't like hold music. It just frightens me.
Okay.
That draws the zombies out.
Well, okay, Well, you can just give me a minute. I won't actually put you on.
Okay. I'm waiting right here. Look out the window right here. You better hurry with this order. I think they're outside.
No, sir. Is this a prank call?
No, ma'am. Does it sound like a prank call?
Yes, it actually does. It sounds no, like a call.
No, ma'am. I got other questions to ask about the mop.
Okay. And your questions, please?
Does it float?
No, it doesn't, sir.
I'm going to use it to clean the pool.
That you won't be able to do, sir.
Why not?
The surface.
Okay, sir. This mop is supposed to be used for floor, upright floor cleaning, okay?
Well, there's the floor of the pool.
Okay, but you want to know if it floats. Yeah.
As in floats. You know, if I drop the mop, will it float to the surface or do I have to dive down to get it?
Sir, okay, I'm labeling this as a prank call. Prank
Why are you labeling anything? Don't be racist.
You know what, prank call.
Oh, damn, it's a zombie. Oh, no, attack.
Uncle Tom, handkerchief head, bitch.
What?
Oh, that was one of the mean zombies. I'm gonna label
dude, that's the best call ever.
Can I order
dude, mom? Like, fucking, I was like on with him for like fucking 2 hours the other day, and like I can't like butt in because he's just a
yes,
fucking he's a
him.
Legend for a reason.
Your call will be answered as quickly as
Pocket Mop provides chemical-free steam on demand, delivering the right amount of superheated steam to the microfiber pad when you want it and where you need it with just a simple natural mopping motion. The patented steam pocket design releases a superheated steam while holding the heat in the pocket to effectively clean and sanitize at the same time on both sides. It has a large capacity tank, long runtime, longer power cord, 2 swift release mop heads, 2 sides of cleaning, 180 degree maneuverability. It's none other than the Shark Steam Pro Pocket Mop. Please hold and one of our helpful representatives will be right with you.
Damn.
Like that's a lot more aggressive than it was the other day.
Thank you for calling in to order the Shark Steam Pocket Mop. The EuroPro Shark Steam Pocket Mop provides chemical-free steam on
Stop
demand,
it.
Delivering the right amount of superheated steam to the microfiber pad when you want it and where you
Brought
need it with
Carl
just
Green.
A simple natural mopping motion. The patented steam pocket design releases a superheated steam while holding the heat in the pocket to effectively clean and sanitize at the same time
Stop
on both
it.
Sides.
Stop
it has a large capacity
Stop
tank,
it.
Long runtime, longer
it.
Power cord, two...
Stop it. It didn't go through.
They couldn't tell the temperature. Well, legend was all about, like, how hot does it get? And when I use it on my animals, like, he was fucking, it was killing me, dude. He kept this one brought on for, like, 45 minutes, and I
since,
still wanted to go to sleep.
Since
but it
Monday.
It was, like, so, like, stupid funny. like, I was, like, just cackling. Like, fucking stupid.
I thought his last...
I'm like, why aren't you recording this? Huh?
No, I was just saying, I thought his last one was pretty fucking good.
Yeah.
That first one, though, the first one with the lady's reaction on the first one, you've been calling since Monday.
Like, damn, you stop saying Roy. Stop saying Roy then.
That's the awesome part, that they know his name now.
Roy.
Yeah, they know Roy Gerbils.
Can we call
the best guy.
And then I just want to call anger management. That sounds...
Yeah,
awesome.
and then they resolve the zip code I gave them. It comes back to Roy, New Mexico. They really should. I have them, you know, say, just yell prank call on the phone and slam it down. Sounds like red sound effect. Bing. They don't use headset there. They've got where'd Matt go?
Like, that and fuck job then are gonna make me laugh until I...
So, Carlito, when is your show again?
Thursday.
I never get to get it live.
Damn it.
No.
Well, there's a podcast. It updates on Friday. It's available. Download. And you listen to it on your computer.
On your computer.
On your computer machine.
Zing.
I listen to it in my cab.
There you go.
You're a cab.
The customer.
And I'm sending all these fuckers out to school.
Your mom's
big. Someone's getting called.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, shit.
Who's taking this?
It's a 7-Eleven.
Who's taking
Carlito.
It?
Carlito, go.
I don't want it.
Oh, God.
I'll do it.
You do it.
Ross Cutler will do it.
Parker, Jerry, how may I help you?
Hey, do you got Parliaments?
Huh?
Do you got Parliament cigarettes, buddy?
Parliament? Yeah.
Yeah. Do you got, like, the lights?
We have the silver pack, blue pack, and a light pack, yeah.
Do you have cartons, most importantly? Because I love smoking.
Do we have cartons?
Yeah, like cartons of cigarettes.
Yep. I know what you're talking about, man. I'm looking here. Hold on.
Oh, I apologize.
Trying to see. I'm not seeing any cartons of them.
Oh, man. Well, that's not a big deal. I mean, I just, like, definitely need some smokes at the end of the night. I'm just, like, I'm out of town, really, and I'm staying at a friend's house tonight. Do you guys got, like, a Red Box or a Blockbuster Express around your store?
Not around our store, no. There's a Red Box down at McDonald's and Walmart and Price Chopper have them.
Whoa, whoa.
Not yeah. Around our store. No, we do not.
Well, that's good. I mean, thanks for all that information. But but you got basic stuff in the store like Slim Jims and Twinkies.
Oh yeah. What would 7-Eleven be without the Slim Jims and the Twinkies, yeah. Man? Come on.
I don't know, man. I like them both. Like, cause I'm kind of stoned right now. I'm like a throwback raver. So just smoking cigarettes. I'm all alone. I'm like on ecstasy. You want to hang out?
No, I got work to do, my man.
Well, you're teasing me, my man. Like, do you want to be my man?
Yeah. Well,
hey, faggot, I'm talking to you. Faggot.
Yeah,
you want to go cruising? Well, you want to go cruising?
Nope.
Yellow bandanas in the back pocket, pissed on?
No, because I'm at work.
So if you weren't at work, you'd want to go cruising.
Actually, yes, we do have Parliament in the cartons. So.
Hey, you're pulling my chain.
No, I'm not. We actually do. I just found them.
All right, well, I'll be right over. Right. I'm gonna blow your panties away.
That's horrible.
That was fucking funny. The fact he called him a fucking goddamn faggot and mentioned like the old Al Pacino Cruiser movie with the bandana, and dude still like, oh no, wait. We do have the cigarette.
Is he still on?
Yeah, I can hear all of y'all.
Yeah.
Somebody's on stuff.
What are you gonna do other?
You're awesome. Hey, what are you gonna do? You're awesome.
What are you gonna do other than nothing?
You know, I don't give a damn what you do, Troy. I'm just working, man.
I know. You sound
sound like you're Copenhagen.
Rock and roll. Yeah.
Do a line
in Copenhagen.
That's the
fucking name.
Thank you for calling Old Highway 56, 7-Eleven. Richard speaking. How may I assist you?
Hey, Richard. How are you doing this morning?
All right. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Listen, guy, we are calling kind of like from the next street over from the main office of 7-Eleven, the Southland Corporation, and I need for you to go to the breaker box right now and tell me the list of breakers. List them down. You know, if they have any writing on them, tell me what goes where.
Have any what?
Any writing on the inside of the breaker box? You know, like on the back of the door where you're supposed to write what breaker goes to where? Hello, sir.
There's a lot of them, so.
Okay, yeah, just read what they say on the sticker.
G1 through 17 is, rooftop unit.
No, that's not it. What's over?
Video outlet.
No. Which one controls the lights?
Let's see. I'm looking. Which lights? There's a couple of them.
The main store lights, the store, you know, the lights inside the store there, because we're getting a signal here that they're off. Are they on or off?
They're on.
Okay. You might need to reset that breaker.
Okay. Well, because okay. What happens is,
I mean, yeah, on the phone lights. To me. On the phone to me.
Yeah, there's lights. Shoot. Okay. Bike is here.
I'm sorry about that.
It's all right. Says row 1 and 2 lights.
Okay, wait a minute. Starting in that box there, starting from the upper left-hand corner, could you like switch them all off and keep them off for about 15 seconds and then turn them back on? I need to clear this alarm here.
Okay.
Just turn them off all with your hands.
Okay, well, it's a large breaker box, so I can only do a couple at a time.
Just hit them with the palm of your hands. That closes them real quick. Or opens them, excuse me.
Okay, that one's been off and on.
No, I mean turn them all off and keep them off.
For 1 hour.
I think that's all the inside ones, I think.
Okay.
Alright.
Okay, wait a minute. Are you on a cordless phone?
Yeah.
No.
Well, that one needs to be turned off too. Sir, keep on hitting the breakers until that phone goes away.
Okay.
All right. Nope, it's still not cleared the alarm, sir.
Was he 913? I think he's gone. He turned off his power and disappeared.
I didn't know what to do.
Dude, you're fucking brilliant, dude. yeah, that's like sinister shit.
So who is that? Was that Legion?
It's sinister, but like in the like nice is Ray? I don't know if y'all can hear me. My shit's running so stupid slow.
We hear you.
I can't tell if I'm... Oh, awesome. Thank you.
You're good, Alan.
Because I can't tell if I'm...
Hello, how you doing, sir?
What?
Who's this?
This is Sean.
Sean, what's going on, man? And Sean with who?
Sean what?
Sean with who? 7-11. What company? What? Oh, 7-Eleven? Is this the 7-Eleven? Sean, this is Marvin. I'm down here at the corporate office. We're getting a red alarm on your breaker box.
A red alarm on our breaker box?
I don't know. Could you go look at the breaker box and tell me if any of them have been thrown?
No, none of them have been thrown.
Okay. Do what?
Otherwise, the system would let our breaker in the back would be making a noise.
Well, it's making a noise on my end over here at Southland. And, I mean, could you physically go look at the box and see if any of those things are half-tripped?
Well, I'll call you back. And
no, no. I have to do it with you on the phone, sir. Scott.
Well, if you knew that our phone is a cord phone, Scott, then you would know I'd have to call you back.
Well, you never know. Just put the phone down and run over there and tell me.
Honestly, Scott, I don't really think this is 7-Eleven because 7-Eleven usually gives us a reference number when they call us.
Well, I'm sorry. I haven't gave you a reference number now because I didn't think you needed one.
So, as you would know, it's protocol, so...
What's that?
It's protocol to get the reference number.
Well, also, I guess if I get my protocol, I wouldn't call you from the bathroom. I just took a... Scott. Scott.
You should have asked what the format for that reference number was.
Yeah.
Should have told me I had a smart mouth.
That's what I think protocol. I call you from the shit stool, Scott.
God in shitter. Like, fuck your protocol, dude. This shit needs to get done, you fucking cunt. He's still on.
Is he?
Yeah, it's still there. There you go.
Awesome.
Hi, genius. You want to have a makeout party? Huh? We're like a block away. We can come back to get with you. He's still even watching you, and that's why we wanted to fuck with you.
Seven Eleven, may I help you?
7-Eleven.
Hello.
Hello, sir. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. How long have you been on the phone? What was that noise when I called you?
I have no clue. It's on your line.
Yeah, no. It sounded like it was on your line. What's going on there? Hello, sir?
Nothing.
There's nobody around you talking loudly? I thought that sounded like it was coming from your end.
Nope, not my end.
Okay. There's nobody behind the counter and stuff like that? Other than you? Just you, all right. I'm just checking because there's no somebody supposed to be like that, except you, y'all.
Okay.
You can't. You have your friends over and drinking 40s in back. You can't. You know, doing rails of cocaine off knives in the bathroom. You can't do it.
All right.
All right, man. All
right. Bye.
I'm just bye.
Bye.
Well, dude, that's where you lose these cunts, because, most, city 7-Elevens don't have bathrooms.
Yeah.
And, I don't know where you call, but, every time you talk about a bathroom, it falls apart. They just don't have bathrooms.
Mine has a bathroom, but in Turtle Creek,
you live in a fucking goddamn hick shit.
That.
Well, he does. I want to go live in Turtle Creek.
Wait, is someone on the phone? No.
Yeah, maybe. That's 7-Eleven.
Somebody's on the phone.
Let's call anger management. I think that's a brilliant idea.
I hate that idea. Yeah. I hate that
Thank
idea
you.
A lot.
Yeah, it's a very good idea.
That's the worst
yeah,
idea
probably
ever.
It's bad, but I think it'll work out. I can tell my Best Buy story to him.
Yeah, find a psychiatrist.
Oh, yeah, dude, call anger management. He punched his boss in the face and got fired. Like, he can, like, talk a real story to him.
No hotlines that have had Carlito arrested.
Who's taking this?
You. This is your fucking... Tell him how you put your boss.
This is 7-Eleven, by the way.
Oh,
just
never
tell
mind.
Him anyway. Tell him anyway.
Okay. Oh,
that's rude. That's rude.
It almost makes me hard.
You turn the other 7-Eleven fax machine on.
Oh, shit.
That happened for Mouse one day.
Yeah, I remember that. That was on the show, wasn't it?
Aren't these cats still on? Isn't the one still on?
Somebody's still on. From
610?
Yeah, that's Pennsylvania. I don't know who that is.
Isn't that a bit, that's 7-Eleven.
Right? Hi, 610.
7-Eleven, it's Taja.
Hey, this is Russ Rogers.
Cutler.
I'm wondering if you're hiring?
Oh, no, we're not.
Oh, not hiring, but do you got Parliaments?
Excuse me?
You're not hiring, so I can't get the gig there. I'm just curious if you have Parliament cigarettes. I was going to swing through and pick up a pack.
Yeah, we have Parliaments.
Do you got the new WWE, big golf cups? I want to get one of those for my kid.
Yeah.
You got the John Cena?
Excuse me?
You got, John Cena, Word Life, this is basic thugonomics?
We're all out of those.
You're definitely, do you got the Stone Cold?
We're all out of all of those.
I mean, how could you be out of all? Are you serious?
I'm very serious.
You a fan of NWA or AWA? Do you hate WWF? Fuck.
It was a good shit. He smelled bullshit. A good chunk into it.
I don't know. I keep bringing
up like, yeah, fuck you. We don't have anything.
Legion,
I want to give you a tug job.
Yeah.
We all do.
Oh, God.
I want anybody in the world just to fucking stroke my dick so I don't have to.
Awkward silence.
Would you seriously take a hand job off, like, would you prefer hand jobs over yourself? No, but what I mean is, like, a hand job with nothing else. I mean, that's kind of bullshit. Like, if you ain't getting head.
I like it, because they're
It's just called a hand job as opposed to masturbation.
Yeah, wow. Yeah, they're working, dude, because they're working just to make you happy. They're getting nothing out of it.
I mean, what if it feels like they're playing pinball?
Yeah, well, a lot of times they're not good at it. You gotta tell them what to do, but it's still
7-Eleven.
Hey! How you doing, 7-Eleven?
Hey, what's going on? How can I help you?
Ah, fucking Christ. I'm in a bind, man. I'm busted up the street. Like, my ride, is leaking fluids like a sieve.
You need to call the police, man.
Okay.
No. I didn't know, did you got, oil?
Oh my God, I am just, really scared right now.
Oh, that soundboard is awesome, Brad.
You said you need oil?
Dude, me and Gunnar used to have so much fun,
I've been here the whole time.
Like, East Coast 7-Elevens. Like, calling them and acting like you're broke down up the street and asking what kind of motor oil they have. And they go, they
Man, you guys got some serious problems. Y'all know that?
Dude, why do we got serious problems? Like, what's so serious about it? We're having fun.
Brad's...
Y'all need some help or something, man. Y'all need some help. I don't know why y'all calling me.
You need to put a rap album out.
You said what?
You need to put a rap album out on BET Uncut, Thugged Out.
Yeah. The serious problem is a black man that works at 7-Eleven is probably stealing stuff out the back, like cool cigarettes.
But you're the dorky white guy that's holding down the fort, and you're a fucking square.
What?
Wow, shit got serious.
Wow, that was demeaning.
Oh.
What's the
soundboard is awesome, legend. That Ross is a
soundboard. So where are you busted up at, man?
We love you, legend.
Where we're busted up? fucking Christ, dude. I'm busted up in fake land. Just calling a fuck with you.
He's got a lot of nerve.
Is he not catching on?
Like, I know, really? Like,
is he slowing
up? Talks of soundboards
man. You didn't notice he was still there.
Fuck him. Oh, I love the "you need to get a life" shit. I'm like, okay. Oh
no,
I'm not playing that.
No, we're gonna have to totally learn.
That's Carlito. Carlito's asking us to quit.
I just thought
Carlito's playing the music.
Yeah.
Sucker, don't do that.
He's trying to trick me.
Dude, I'm like a Pavlov dog. The second I hear that, my entire spirit just.
I got this one.
That was awesome.
Got it.
I don't know what it is.
7-Eleven.
Hello, 7-Eleven. Yeah, my car is kind of like broken down the street, and it's leaking oil, and I'm really scared. I don't know exactly how much oil or what kind do you have.
What kind of oil do we have?
Yeah, because, like, if, you know, my wife, if I blew up the engine, is my life is just basically going to fall. How'd that get here? My life would just fall apart.
Hang on 1 second, okay?
Okay.
Brandy!
Brandy?
Brandy, I'll handle it.
Wow, that hit balls.
Down your legs.
Hello?
Randy, I don't know why she ran screaming from the phone, but I'm calling, like, my car, it's lost all its oil, and I'm down the street a little bit, and I need to know what kind of, and how much oil you got, and how much is it?
I'll go check. You know what kind of oil your car takes?
Right now, anything would be better than what it is because it's all over.
Now we got
ground.
10:40 and 10:30.
I think you started your period and it's dripping all down your legs.
It's like 4 something.
And was that the other clerk that said that?
I don't know who that was.
It sounded like it was coming from your phone. It was very
rude.
Sounded
like it was coming from your phone.
And no, I heard it from your side, sir.
No?
I heard it.
Is that you? No.
She said something horrible. That was awful.
Oh, it didn't.
I think
no
you started your
on...
period, and it's dripping all down your legs.
No, it's oil from the car. She's so rude. How dare her?
I don't
her.
Know who that is.
That came from your side, Randy. No, it did too. I just heard it.
It's on your side, man.
There's no one here. But then who did I talk to when the first... It was a girl that answered the phone. It was the same.
Yeah, she's over there helping a customer right now.
She was on the phone with just a minute ago. She said that awful thing.
Uh-uh.
Then how did I hear it?
Someone on your side of the phone, I guess.
I'm in a car. I'm a cell phone. Alone.
I don't know.
With a dot matrix printer.
Saying that you're saying awful things on the phone.
Okay, so you can understand me.
Yeah, I can understand you.
Thanks, man.
She was on the phone just a minute ago.
I don't know, man, but I gotta go. It's like $4, almost $5 for a quart. So we got 10:40 and 10:30.
How much is it? $5?
Yeah, almost $5.
I need the lender. I need 5 or 6 quarts. I only got 20. Can you like float me $5 for a while?
No.
Man, please, I gotta get this car home.
I don't know what to tell you, man. I don't got no money.
I got a dot matrix printer that you can hold until I get back with the $5.
No.
It works perfectly. It's just,
I've done it too many times, man. I've been burnt every time. I can't do it.
But, no, you're gonna
have
on
a budget, man.
Listen to the dot matrix printer.
I got to go, brother. Talk to you later.
It's 1988.
Just grab 5 quarters.
It's got cadmium.
Dude, you're good at keeping people on the phone, man.
Oh,
how does he still... How do you keep him on the phone when there's like a girl on the fucking thing going, there's period blood dripping down my leg, and he rolls with it.
You blame it on them.
Because his name is Legend for a reason.
Dude, I don't
know,
you know?
Okay, we need to call that 7-Eleven back as corporate and tell them we just received a complaint about an employee there.
Okay, I'll see if I can add the same one. That might be difficult.
You're like, I'm rolling a 20-sided die with numbers on each one.
I'm just clicking all over my screen. We'll see if anything happens.
Smoke weed every day. Makes me a lot happier than sad music. Somebody's rocking the sad music, and I can't even tell if it's official or not.
They're not picking up.
They don't want
it coming up like fucking. Phone losers, LOL. Fuck you, stupid. Like, think, worst name ever.
I think
about like, I should have made my, like, Skype name, like, a phone number. You know?
Yeah. I don't know if you can do that. I think it has to be letters.
You're a letter. You have Legend 813. It's your name.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's a period.
Nigger.
Yeah.
Wow.
Amazing. What was I about to say?
I forget.
Number.
A number?
What's the number I should call?
I don't know. I allegedly have John Forte's number. He was a member of the Fugees, and now he's a rapper or something.
He was in prison. That dude sold cocaine.
Yeah, but I've got his number.
Yeah, I think that's
Can you
that's
suck?
Awesome.
You want to post
we
it?
We can have fun with that.
You want
dude,
to post
I,
it?
I might know his lyrics. He was staying alive.
What's the number?
Yeah, he was a staying alive. Yeah.
Check your Yahoo Messenger.
Okay.
Did the song
really? You can't? Oh, you can't throw it on Skype because you think we'll see it.
I got it.
Wait a minute.
So, Rama, you just a small timer. That's John Legend. Basic.
Fucking cunt. Dot Matrix going in the background. It's official.
Hello.
Hey, John, what's up, man?
Hey,
man, we got problems. We got problems, man. There's allegedly a big van right here, and they want to talk to you.
Wait, where are you?
Man, we have problems here. You need to get down here now, man.
Where are you?
Dude, they're asking all kinds of questions, and they have suits on, dude.
Wait, who is this?
This is Roy.
Roy, where are you?
John, come on back, man. Come back to the house, dude.
To the house?
Come on, dude, listen to me. They found the stuff, dude. John, can you hear me? John's gone.
Oh no.
What do you think about that?
I think it would have been good, like just a couple, like you should have like not talked as much, just like, hey, you need to get down here. There's fucking trouble. There's dudes that want to talk to you.
That's what he did at first.
Yeah, you should have left it at that.
I think he had him scared personally.
Oh yeah. Well, he's definitely, but it would have been.
Hey, Leanna. Leanna.
Yeah?
Hey, my name's Brad. I'm on Facebook. I saw that you posted your phone number, so I'm just calling to say hello.
Excuse me?
We're going to be friends now.
Oh, this is that Leanna girl?
Yeah, she's the one that posted her number for us.
Oh, we're the one, like, her picture, we whacked off on her. This is Brad and Matt. Yeah, like... Yeah, she's a hot little fucking piece of trim like an older girl.
We're from the internet.
Please don't call my number again.
You spray tan.
No,
but we're best friends now.
Like that doesn't happen. You're going to have to change your number.
Don't say that. Stupid Leanna.
Sorry to chime in on your shit.
Oh, no, you should have. Hello?
Not.
Hi, Leanna.
Who is this?
I'm Brad from the internet. And that's my friend Matt.
Please don't.
Oh, yeah, we've been...
Why'd you post your number publicly on Facebook if we can't call it?
Hey, you posted it publicly, sweetheart, all right? Hey, you want to talk a bit?
She's gone. Yeah,
okay. We're not allowed to just say numbers over the thing. Like, how do you guys find the numbers and shit? Just like the random sites and shit.
Openbook.org.
Oh yeah, openbook.org. Or your openbook.org, I think. People just post their phone numbers.
And then they ask how.
Yeah, I don't know why people fucking do that. I don't think I'd do that.
It happens like
they
constantly.
Think, like, because they don't think about it. They set it up, do it. You know, but I don't even go for those ones. I do for new phone number.
And I thought for sure, as the generation go on, the kids would be more security conscious. They're getting dumber and dumber and dumber.
They certainly are, dude.
Fucking kids.
I mean, that works out for a guy like me.
Who's taking this?
Stupider. I don't know what it is.
What is this?
Just grab it.
Hello?
Hi.
Hello?
Hey.
Hey, what you doing, Rachel?
Nothing. Here's us.
It's Brad.
Anyway.
From the internet.
We're calling
what?
From the internet.
It's the internet calling, Rachel.
All of it at once.
What are you wearing?
For real.
What's going on, girl? We're the internet, Rachel.
Okay, I heard you.
Anything except for shame.
What you thinking about?
What do you mean, what am I thinking about?
Rachel, we're calling from girlsgonewild.com, and we found your Facebook posting. We were wondering if you'd be interested in starring in one of our videos.
Fuck off.
No, your stuff is very provocative. Ah. You should reconsider.
It is.
What a bitch. What a fucking bitch.
Damn it. Such a dirty cunt.
Dirty whore.
I was so close to seeing some boobies.
Call her back. I want to talk to her.
This is Carly.
Was she the 903 number?
Just remember, you're the CEO of Girls Gone Wild.
Dude, Brad, the background's like that's just lulling me into like.
It's Brad's hint that he wants everyone to go to bed.
Well, no, it just makes it makes me want to like fucking burn shit.
There's only a minute left.
Like, it makes me want to masturbate really slowly.
We're gonna have to end this. There's only a minute of that left.
No, I'll play mine.
It's not even coming from you. Oh my god.
Red phone of doom.
Oh shit.